It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hear what's going on, many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform, so tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Show. Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
I don't hold any ill feeling for someone who in that moment may not fully recall everything that was or wasn't said.
One reason that people question your account, and this gets to the important question of trust, is because that day at Andrews, you never talked about terrorism. You talked about the video.
No, that's not fair. If you go back and read everything that I said that day, I quoted people who talked about it being terrorism. I had already said it was terrorism. There was no doubt it was terrorism.
Wait, she did? She said that it was terrorism? Because it's crazy. I specifically remember, and I don't even know how many times we've played that audio for you all on the program, but I specifically remember, and you know, again, the audio that we played on the program, of her actually saying that it was because of spontaneous protest. And it wasn't terrorism. They went above and beyond. She's trying to rewrite history to this day. Trying to rewrite history even still. This has been a really weird weekend. I had a really good weekend. First off, I want to say a huge thanks to our affiliate in Austin, KLBJ. That was a lot of fun. Austin's kind of a crazy place. It's crazy. We'll get into all that story coming up. But and to Big Cat Barbecue down there. Because that was delicious. I could live my whole entire life on brisket and pickles, y'all. I mean, really for real could. And that sausage that they had, that was delish. So we had a great weekend down in Austin. Next Friday, I'll be in Atlanta. Details forthcoming. But it's been kind of a weird weekend because I've seen a battle of the narratives. And coming up later on in the program, I wrote this piece that is up right now at danaradio.com. I want you to go read it. This is why I wrote my book, Flyover Nation, that I've been going around and visiting you all and signing your books about. This is why I wrote Flyover Nation. And I think some of it has to do with a couple of different headlines that we see taking place right now. I titled the piece, The Exploitation of Rednecks. And it's supposed to be kind of what? I wanted you to immediately think, what do you mean, what? Because I do think that there has been an exploitation of this, and we're going to talk about this. And I think that there's, in a way, I think there's been a huge exploitation of our military happening lately. I'm looking at some of, we're just going to go ahead and get right into it. Excuse me. We're just going to go ahead and jump right into this story, this Khazir Khan story. Because I watched this guy, and they lost their son in the line of duty. He bravely served his country. He was killed by other Muslims, which I think is incredibly important to point out, because a lot of people want to pretend that it wasn't. There are some really good takes on this. Khazir Khan is a lawyer in Virginia. He was born in Pakistan, and his son Umayyan was killed while he was serving in the U.S. Army. He was a captain in the Army. He was killed in Iraq 2005-2004. And so Khan was speaking on the stage for the Democrat convention. And he was livid, and he discussed a couple of different issues. He mentioned immigration, and then he went after sacrifice. So he was talking about immigration and military. Now, I want to say this without any sort of political inclinations. Having Khan on stage was brilliant. And he was the best speaker of the entire convention. He overshadowed the candidate. It was brilliant. Even if I disagree with his reason for being on stage. And here's the thing. I don't discount his opinion or his political leanings, because it's a free country and I'm a free speech, total free speech purist, to the point where it aggravates people because it exposes some big government leanings that they have. I defend and support people in saying things with which I disagree or agree. Whether or not I agree with something or you agree with something should have no bearing on their ability to say it. Now, first and foremost, this isn't a free speech issue. I think that their son served admirably, and their son sacrificed himself. And there have been a lot of Gold Star families that have suffered losses. There was that one point in the speech where Khazir Khan had said, "Let me ask you this: have you even read the United States Constitution?" He asked Trump, "Have you ever been to Arlington Cemetery?" He says, "You have sacrificed nothing and no one." Which I think, and with all due respect to Khazir Khan, and I can see that even though they lost their son back in 2004, it's your son. And you still mourn that loss. You still grieve. It's still, and you can tell with them, it is still raw. They have what a lot of parents who have suffered loss have, and you can tell that they're angry. And he believes, I'm not going to judge what's in his heart, but maybe he believes that he's doing the right thing by saying what he said and being up on the stage. He's certainly entitled to express that. He's entitled to work through his grief like that. He's entitled to state what he said. And everybody's entitled to respond to that. What I find, and maybe he wanted to speak on that stage, I don't know. But I will say that for the first time in, I don't know how long, guys, maybe Bo Bergdahl. The Khan family and Bo Bergdahl, I think, are exceptions. I think that this has been one of the first times I've seen them actually be so defensive of our military or our soldiers. And it seemed, I'm not going to say that it seemed exploitative, because he supports the candidate. He supports who he supports. I'm not going to say that having Pat Smith on stage at the RNC was exploitative. She supports who she supports for the reasons she does. She has every right to speak her piece. But have you noticed the media has excoriated completely Pat Smith while defending Khazir Khan? Have you noticed that Democrats lost their mind at Pat Smith? They impugned her character. Patricia Smith, whose son Sean was one of the four lost in Benghazi. Now, here's the difference between Khazir Khan and Pat Smith and the candidates in question. I don't care what you think of Donald Trump. You've all known what I've said in the past about it. You all know that I dislike Hillary more than anything in the world. Actually, probably as much as liver dumplings, I think. That's a whole other issue. Trump didn't support the engagement, the continued engagement in Iraq, ignored and disavowed general's advice, fired certain generals, tied up our soldiers in ridiculous rules of engagement, and made it to where we lost a lot more soldiers' lives and created a lot more grieving families like Khazir Khan's family. He didn't make those decisions, nor did he make the decision that allowed four Americans to die in Benghazi. Of the two candidates, Trump did not make those decisions. It's not a defense of how Trump responded to this, but it's just blatant fact. People are trying to deflect Trump's response to this with the fact that Hillary Clinton, her support of an engagement with restrictive rules of engagement, not giving our soldiers enough resources, and not outlining a clear objective, contributed to Umayyad Khan's death. And it contributed and was directly responsible, directly the result, directly caused the loss of four American lives in Benghazi. Of the two candidates, one has blood on their hands. So let's be crystal clear about this. The left is desperately much in the way that you've seen a number of people in the Middle East, ISIS and others, and I'm going to say it because it needs to be said. They're using Khazir Khan and his grief as a shield to block Hillary Clinton from her responsibility in Benghazi and her support of military engagements that did not outline clear objectives, nor did they allow for unrestricted rules of engagement. It needs to be said. We're going to talk more about this. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
And you can get mad at me for saying that all you want to. I really don't care, but that's exactly what they're doing. They're using Khazir Khan and his grief as a human shield. Now, here's some scary stuff for you. YouGov, latest YouGov poll shows that there is a Hillary Clinton bounce, as it were. Hillary Clinton is bouncing back in a number of battleground state polls post-convention. She is now getting her bump. Remember, each candidate gets a bump right after their convention, and the best way to see whose is going to have more sustainability is what happens in the next couple of weeks, how that all washes out. Clinton has she's getting 43% of vote of likely voters. It showed that likely voters across 11 battleground states before and after the Democrat National Convention come away with a more favorable opinion of her. In fact, they are starting to lean a little towards her. So we have that for you. She's riding this convention bump past Trump. Dallas Cowboys are looking to promote community and police relations with a new helmet logo. DallasCowboys.com reports that the team is going to wear a, quote, arm-in-arm helmet logo, which features a star that represents the police and the Cowboys players, and the circle surrounding the star that represents community and unity. That's really cool that they're doing that. Good on Dallas Cowboys. Good on them. Everybody's out there supporting the police, and I think that's a really just awesome way for the Dallas Cowboys to do it. Harry Reid is now the latest Democrat who's not going to be prosecuted for breaking the law. The Washington Examiner reports that Harry Reid has been, well, he's been, the FEC let him off despite admitting to an election law violation. The story is that the FEC, which considered legal action against a number of other individuals, including Mike Huckabee, for joking about fundraising, even though Harry Reid admitted to violating an election law, they're not going to pursue it because they say it's not worth the effort. The agency voted 4-0 against pursuing action after FEC lawyers wrote a four-page memo which said that Reid's fundraising committee admitted to failing to comply with an election law requirement, but that it wasn't worth the time or the money to prosecute. Now, at issue was a fundraising memo Reid's team did for 2014 Nevada Lieutenant Gubernatorial candidate Lucy Flores, who lost, by the way, in a landslide. In the fundraising email, Reid did not include the required disclaimer that only federally compliant donations are allowed. And the Reid committee admitted that the email, which was meant to facilitate low-dollar contributions, didn't inform recipients that he was soliciting only federally compliant funds. So there's all kinds of FEC rules. The bottom line is that he is not going to be prosecuted for violating a law that he supported over that of Democrats, because that's how they all are. It's a law for all of us, but not something for them. You want to talk about inequality? Yeah, there you have it. Fox News has these stories, as well as a couple of other sites, that sanctuary cities finally may start losing some federal funds. Particularly, California is risking $135 million in federal grants over their sanctuary cities policy. They may have to choose between all of these millions, hundreds of millions in federal aid, and the sanctuary city immigration policies that critics say fuel crime. Now, the policies, whether in writing or just practice, preclude local law enforcement from working with federal authorities when they catch illegal aliens who face deportation by law. And so now they could, which I think it should be stripped from them immediately. How are you still getting federal funds if you are violating willfully and braggadociously so federal law? How is that? You shouldn't. That's, you know, you shouldn't at all. And this comes from the Daily Signal. Parents are now starting to fight back. Virginia School Board has paused, that's the verb, paused a new transgender policy amid complaints from parents. After facing significant resistance from parents, Daily Signal reports a school board in Northern Virginia has decided to temporarily suspend the implementation of new regulations for accommodating transgender and gender nonconforming students. Fairfax County Public Schools, they are going to keep handling transgender student matters with, they say, privacy, et cetera, et cetera. But there were a lot of parents who were infuriated over this, And as a result, now it looks like they may be winning. Look at that. When you fight back, you can win. Folks, Super Beets will give you that all-day energy that you are looking for with only 3 grams of sugar. And all it takes is 1 teaspoon in either 4 ounces of water or in yogurt, your little Yoplait cup, or in a smoothie, whichever you prefer. And it doesn't have the beet taste. There's a number of reasons why. First off, beets is one of the most superest of all superfoods. It's loaded with dietary nitrates. And you know that dietary nitrates, once in your body's system, contribute to the production of nitric oxide. That's where you get your energy. Additionally, nitric oxide helps maintain healthy blood pressure. It makes your arteries wide and flexible, increases your circulation, and you get that all-day energy and stamina. I feel the boost within 20 minutes. Now, they dry their beets out to preserve them because heat destroys nitrates, so they use a cold process to dry the beets to preserve the full concentration of those nitrates. That's why this is the best way to get it, and that process removes, eliminates that dirt taste that most people associate with beets. It's a mild berry flavor. I feel it within 20 minutes of working, taking it. I use it for my kickboxing workout as a pre-workout. I do. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, regular or black cherry flavor. 2 flavors for you. Plus, you get a free book, free strips to measure your nitrate levels before and after, free shipping. And if you don't love it, you get your money back. It's a money-back guarantee. 1-800-664-5617 is the number. That's 1-800-664-5617. DanaShootsBeets.com.
It's the middle of the night. You wake up drenched, covered in sweat. You could crank the AC all night and try to stay cool, but who can afford that? Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Upgrade to a Casper. It was invented with 2 high-tech foams, guaranteeing you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named the Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Their new sheets and pillow are just as comfortable. Together, they create the perfect sleep environment, keeping you cool and balanced. The Casper mattress ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why so many people love their Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DANA50 for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DANA50, and get $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Attention, parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the virtual school for the North State community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale and September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Did you guys know this was Angela Merkel's theme song? You know, let's keep it rolling, because there's some millennials out there who are like, I just don't know this song. I swear to you. This is like her jam, Angela Merkel. Because you don't have to live like this but if you do, you can go to Germany, because what? What? Don't have to live like falsetto BGVs. I have a ton of headlines for you guys today, including this story that's kind of floating out around there about ISIS sponsorships and the Clinton Foundation and all this jazz. So a lot of good stuff. Also, that Stephanopoulos interview, here's the thing. I do think, and I want everyone, if we need to, we have to revert to the safe space. Let's all put on our helmets, because we get mad and want to just smack things with our heads. I do think that Trump could have easily owned this con thing if he would have responded in a certain way. Because they were hoping to bait him. You got to pick your battles. And when you pick your battles, you have to know how you're going to respond. But to wit, and someone was saying, well, who was president in 2004? Who was senator in 2004, you cousin lover? Let's get straight about this, right? Hillary Clinton was a senator who was one of those individuals that supported a restriction on rules of engagement and completely supported sending people out there with restrictions and trying to also restrict resources. I mean, I only watched it on C-SPAN because this is my total life, but I get how some people who want to defend Hillary Clinton who just got on Twitter and think they know everything because they Googled something for 4 seconds want to try to argue with that, but I'll own your ass. So stop. So coming up, we're going to explore this topic a little bit. Also, here's a Marines open letter to Khazir Khan. And the argument over military leaders and political conventions, I think they can say what they want. I don't know. And Seattle's minimum wage hike, guys, guess what? It didn't help low-wage workers. You're so shocked. I know. Keep it here.
The Dana Show.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irby's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irby's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irby's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irby's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1111. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1111.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Dandelion, unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
There
there are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades, and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Hey, this is Carl Bott from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio, and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
On the front, feet on the front, with the baseball bat. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, ho.
When it comes to immigration, I believe strongly that comprehensive immigration reform with a path to citizenship is not only good for people who are living under the shadow of deportation, it's good for our economy. So I think this is on the must-do list.
So here's the thing, this whole under the shadow of the economy, do you remember when everybody was screaming at Ted Cruz about this? And this is, I want to bring this up, I want you to put this in your back pocket, and every time Hillary Clinton brings this up, you throw it in her face. So the whole Gang of Eight legislation, which was horrible and ridiculous, I'm bringing this up because this is going to bring this tugboat to shore. This is all about Hillary Clinton talking about the shadow of deportation. So back during the Gang of Eight battle, there was a moment when Ted Cruz went out there and said, all right, I'm your Huckleberry. Let's do this. I'll go ahead and give you a, let's do this. We'll give you a pathway here. If they want to come in and work, they can get their visas to come in and work and to go back, but they don't get their right to vote. You know, because if it's so concerning for you all that they're living under the shadow of deportation, then here, go ahead and have their visas. They can work here. They just can't vote. So there you have it. You were able to do something. You solved your problem. And it called Democrats on the carpet. So then they had to admit that, well, actually, it isn't really so much about them living under the shadow of deportation. We really did want them to vote. And that's what it was about. Now you see why he did what he did. And so Clinton was one of the individuals who was against what he was doing. So if she was really that concerned about these individuals coming over here to the United States to work and, quote unquote, living under the shadow of deportation, then why didn't she encourage her fellow Democrats to take that compromise? And Cruz put it out there because he knew there's no way in hell they were going to take it, because he knew that they just wanted them to be able to vote. That's what it was all about. He called their bluff and they had to admit it. Gosh, I loved that. Love it. No, this, This woman, like I said earlier, I said this on Twitter actually a little earlier too. Hillary Clinton is so grateful for the ability to be able to use the Kahn family to distract from what she did to the Smith, the Woods, the Doherty, and the Stevens families. There are two separate issues here, and you can have different opinions on both of these issues. You can either excuse or you can dislike what Trump said to Kasir Khan, and you can also recognize that Democrats are seizing on this and using the Khan's family's their grief as a shield to protect their candidate from legitimate criticism about what she did to four other families and cost them their sons, their husbands, their friends' lives. She's trying to inoculate herself with this. Do not play into it. There are going to be a lot of people out there. And look, I've never hid where I am, where I've ever been. But I am a strategist. Above all else, I am a strategist. And what have I always said? What have I always told you? Winning is a virtue. Haven't I always said this? Winning is a virtue. How long have I said this? I had to trademark the damn thing. I've said it for years. I don't want people to allow, because it was actually a very brilliant move by Democrats. But there's a more brilliant way of responding to it. Democrats knew that they could further inflame the divide on the right by exploiting this and using it. Although, is it exploitation? I don't know if it's exploitation. I think Azir Khan definitely has Democrat leanings, and it's fine. He can believe whatever he wants to. It's America. I don't care. However, I will have to say, I think it is, to me, it hurts the heart a bit, because I know exactly what this woman stands for, and I know that she would make more parents suffer the grief that Khan is dealing with right now. She would, I don't know how many engagements we would be involved in around the world. Remember, this is a woman who backed the dictator in Honduras. She backed the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And then she actually backed terrorism groups to take out Gaddafi in Libya. So she's been on the wrong damn side everywhere she has gone. Everywhere she has gone. What she would do is create more families dealing with grief, just like the Khan's family. And it's sad to me that Kazir Khan doesn't see that. I'm not going to criticize him for having an opinion. I will just say that to me, it hurts the heart, because the candidate for which he is advocating is going to create more families like his, dealing with grief. That being said, it was a brilliant move by Democrats, because they knew that Trump, they anticipated the way that Trump would respond, and then they were going to use this as a way to say, look, this is the thing that's really bothering me, and I mentioned this Friday, it's really bothering me about Democrats. And guys, I really need you to pay attention to how they're packaging themselves. They used to not be super patriotic. Do you know what I mean? Like, Democrats, super far left people, used to not really embrace patriotism. They would mock conservatives for being patriotic. They conflated patriotism and jingoism. But now, and did you see this at the convention that they had? It's like virtue signaling now with all their flags. But what's scary to me is that they are packaging their message of big government. They're packaging their message of socialism up now in this little package of false patriotism. And they're trying to hijack what that image and that method of identifying from the GOP. Because right now, if you look at all the media headlines, and I say they're trying to hijack because it's actually being successful with a lot of conservatives. Now, there are going to be some hardcore supporters out there that are going to say, oh, it doesn't bother me, but I want you to realize there are a lot of people who are independents this year, and out of any election cycle, the independents are going to matter almost more than anything, that this is going to matter to them. It is going to matter to them. And they're seeing this, and they're thinking, huh, it seems like Democrats are more patriotic now. And we know that that's not the case, but that's... Did you think for one second that the media wasn't going to help out Hillary Clinton? I mean, did you think for one second that the earned media support for any Republican candidate was going to go on forever? You knew the media was going to attack. Everyone joked about Hillary Clinton getting old and being out of it, but I have always said the most dangerous thing you can ever do is underestimate the dangerous, awful ambition of Hillary Clinton. The woman is ruthless. She's like a quasi-Elizabeth Bathory for our modern political time. And in thinking of this, think about it. They've had their people, from Bill Clinton's campaign go out and become pundits and become legitimate anchors. Now, I know George Stephanopoulos. He was very polite to me when I did some ABC a couple of years ago. I did ABC coverage of the election with him and Diane Sawyer. I was in New York with ABC. And it was very nice, but I never forgot for one second that this guy wasn't someone who was part of the Clinton campaign. I mean, he worked on Bill Clinton's campaign. He was in Bill Clinton's inner circle, and he's managed to transform himself into an anchor. Like, he's an actual anchor now. That never hurt consideration, any kind of consideration for ABC to bring him on as an actual anchor. They have their media people everywhere. And so you have I don't know that I would have allowed, and I get Trump goes into the Linesden everywhere, but I think I would have made sure that Trump was completely certain about how he was going to go and attack something before I'd have let him go on Stephanopoulos. Because the thing about George Stephanopoulos is even though he's diminutive and even though he's soft-spoken, he is very methodical with how, I've watched him. He's very methodical with how he conducts his interviews and how he tries to position people to get them to say certain things. That's what he did when he was with the Clinton campaign. Though they were very smart. They made sure to pepper the media with all of their people, all of their surrogates, and they had them out there right after Bill Clinton left office. They peppered the media with their people so that by the time Hillary Clinton took office or ran for office, that it would seem as though you would have a whole other generation of people that would come up and not realize that a lot of the people they're seeing as reporters and people that they're seeing as anchors or people that they're seeing as so-called, you know, moderate or unbiased pundits or whatever on the cable news, that these were people who were absolutely instrumental in Bill Clinton's reelection bid or his campaign period, and that they have been there the entire time in waiting. That's one thing that Democrats are fantastic at, is waiting. They will wait, and they'll position themselves, and they'll wait for the time to engage. And that's what they're doing. And you're seeing that now. You see the coordination of the media? Do you see Stephanopoulos? Do you see some of these other reporters? I recognize bylines in different publications as people who were part of the Clinton machine. Did you think that this was going to be a cakewalk? Everyone said that this was going to be one of the easiest elections ever. Who in the hell thought that? I'm talking about the Clintons, for crying out loud. You can never underestimate these people. And so, in watching all of this, this has been a long time coming for them. Hillary Clinton, she took her licks. She got shoved aside for Barack Obama. She took it. And she amassed a hell of a lot more political capital in doing so. She got some CHITS, some chits, that's what they call them, political favors. Oh, she amassed some of those for stepping aside. Allo gave a great term. He's on Twitter. He says, the term you want from media Clintonistas is the sleeper agents. That's exactly it. That is exactly it. And so now, Republicans are experiencing this. You even have surrogates for the campaign on the GOP side that are going on some of these news shows, and they don't even realize to whom they're speaking. People who are part of that Clinton machine. CNN, ABC, NBC, everywhere. I see them at New York Post, I see them at New York Times, everywhere. It's so smart. They laid this campaign out 20 years in advance. You got to remember this. Super smart. But there's a way to undercut it. Right now, what you need to be doing is that to realize and to refocus this narrative, because this isn't, because your con, they suffered a loss, and their son fought for this country, and he sacrificed his life. There's nothing not admirable about that. There's nothing you can take from him. But here's the thing. Don't go after the messenger. This isn't a battle with Khazir Khan and his family. This is a battle with Hillary Clinton, who is hiding behind a Gold Star family, to cover up the fact that she basically created four other Gold Star families. That's what this is about. And that's how you need to approach it. Folks, Casper Mattress, I got 7 hours of sleep last night on my Casper Mattress. In Texas, it is hot. It's going to be 102 degrees tomorrow. I don't even want to look at what the heat index is going to be. And even when in fall, it'll be really hot outside. It could get up in the 90s and it'll get really cold at night. I have to have a super structured supportive mattress that also allows me to sleep cool and comfortably. And that's what Casper does. It's made with high-tech foams, two high-tech foams specifically engineered for structured support. But yet the material that's used to make it, it's breathable. It allows air to circulate. So you are guaranteed to sleep cool and comfortable. Now, the way that Casper is made is why Time Magazine named Casper Mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. They have completely change the way the mattress industry works. So they can spend the time and money on creating a better mattress because they don't have the overhead that mattress stores have. You'll pay extra for overhead money that you might use to go towards a better mattress, but at Casper, you don't have to worry about that. All your money can go towards a great mattress, and they're more affordable. They ship for free in a box so small, you're not going to believe it holds a mattress. That just makes it simple for you to get it from your front door to your bedroom. And here's the thing. They let you try it in your own home for 100 nights, risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll come and pick it up and refund you every cent back. So upgrade your mattress and discover why I love mine. Try your own Casper mattress in your own home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. All you have to do is go to Casper.com and use code Dana50 for a bonus $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, Dana50, $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm concerned of what's going to happen over the next 4 years.
I think this is the most important election in my lifetime.
The latest Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll is taking the pulse of Americans across the country, asking them how they feel about the race for president and the future of America. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
63% of Americans think the 2016 presidential election will be more important than those in recent history.
It also found Americans are growing increasingly weary of political gridlock in Washington, and they're hoping new innovative partnerships closer to home can help move the country forward.
People still look to the federal government for large-scale change, but realize that it takes time. Nearly half of Americans believe that actions taken by state and local governments, American business, nonprofits, and individuals will lead to the progress needed to meet the challenges facing our country.
One of the poll's most positive findings revealed that despite frustration with the federal government, Americans are optimistic about their own personal financial situations. For all the poll's findings, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
What does it mean to be a patriot? Does it mean you vote a certain way? Share common beliefs with a particular group of people? Maybe it means you or someone you know put their life on the line to protect our freedoms. Being a patriot can mean many things to many people. For me, I think of our military men and women being the ultimate patriots, the patriots we can all look up to, young and old, giving us a reason to be proud of what our country stands for. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to serving those who have served us, and one of the many services they provide is representing veterans nationwide so they receive the benefits they are promised. But they don't just help individual veterans or those that were wounded in combat. They help all veterans and their families. Your generous donations are what make it possible. Whether it's a car donation or cash, you can be a part of paying tribute to our nation's heroes. Visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org. Or call 800-935-9941. That's 800-935-9941.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, August 4th, in Wind River Resort and Casino's Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Caitlin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Joe Larson on trombone, plus other surprise guests. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. Call 243-3377 for your reservations today.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no! Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out.
The Dana Show.
Some of these political surrogates that I see, too, are truly awful at staging arguments. Like, Scottie Nell Hughes is one of the worst campaign surrogates I've ever seen. She couldn't debate her way out of a paper bag. I mean, sometimes I think she hurts the campaign more than helps. You need better surrogates, and there are a lot of other people who would be good Trump surrogates. I just don't think she's one. Why are we not focusing on Hillary Clinton here? And the fact that how many Gold Star families are her insane foreign policies going to create if she, God forbid, gets elected and becomes president? Can you imagine this? Go back to when she backed a dictator in Honduras. Go back to when she supported the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. You guys remember when she traveled to Egypt to meet with the Muslim Brotherhood and help create that nightmare? Or how she made sure to get rid of Gaddafi, which, of course, created this power vacuum in Libya, and hello, ISIS. Can you imagine? Good heavens. I mean, it is, I just crazy. That's what I find truly terrifying. And you know it would be, the rules of engagement would be worse. These people love to go out and get involved in every single conflict possible, but they want to make sure, they make damn sure that they don't allow our men and women in uniform to do what's needed in order to secure the objective with minimal loss of life and loss of resource. I mean, that's just, ugh. So coming up in our second hour, we have a lot to get into still to this day because we're watching polling. We're also looking at how Seattle's minimum wage hike. Oh, guess what, guys? It didn't help low-wage workers. Plus, this is the whole reason why I wrote Flyover Nation. You can't run a country you've never been to. The exploitation of rednecks. I'm tired of how the media is treating flyover folks and so-called hillbillies and so-called rednecks and so-called rural folks and country folk. I'm tired of it. I'm going to explain why. Coming up, Stephen Yates also will join us later on, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Missouri gubernatorial race coming up as well. I've never seen anything that's like so unbelievably scandalous and controversial and just so ridiculous as this gubernatorial race is. Also, Tim Kaine is trying to walk back his waffling on the Hyde Amendment. Like, he didn't support it. Now he says, I support it, but he also supports Hillary's agenda to get rid of the Hyde Amendment. What the heck is, where's Tim Kaine on this stuff? This is crazy. We have that for you as well. And we got a lot of, we're going to get your calls, 844-344-DANA. We have Florida Man. We have Today in Stupidity coming up. And military leaders and political conventions. What do you think? Well, one of the former Joint Chiefs of Staff, he spoke out about this. We have all that and so much more. Keep it here. More of the Dana Show in minutes.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Donald Trump's Democratic rival Hillary Clinton is the devil. That's what the GOP nominee said at the campaign event in Mechanicsville, Pennsylvania, Monday. Trump had previously said that Clinton rival Bernie Sanders had made a deal with the devil by endorsing Clinton, but this is the first time he's gone as far as labeling Clinton that way. Trump also encouraged a protester to leave as a crowd of thousands boos him out of a rally in Pennsylvania.
It's all right. That's all right. Go on home. That's all right. Go on home.
Trump suggested at the rally that he fears the general election, quote, is going to be rigged. At a rally in Omaha, Nebraska, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton says Donald Trump's speech at the Republican National Convention made her do a double take.
It was like he was talking about a different country, forgetting about everyone in America who gets up every day and works together, people who make a difference every single day.
As Miami-Dade mosquito control workers spray a downtown Miami neighborhood with a backpack sprayer as part of a Zika control efforts. In an unprecedented move, federal health officials are warning pregnant women to avoid a Miami neighborhood where it's believed 14 people who contracted the Zika virus were infected by mosquitoes. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also says expected mothers should get tested for the virus. Florida Governor Rick Scott, meanwhile, updates the number of Zika cases likely transmitted by mosquitoes.
We have 14 cases that we believe are locally transmitted. All but two of those cases are right in this 1 square mile area down in just north of Miami.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360. 1-800-758-5360.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888.
The UN is aware of Monday's crash of a Russian helicopter in rebel-held territory in Syria and reports that it was on an operation to deliver aid. Moscow has issued a statement about the incident.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman says, from what we know from the information provided by the Defense Ministry, all of those who were on board died. They died heroically because they tried to move the aircraft away so as to minimize losses on the ground.
Correspondent Philip Issa reports the helicopter crashed in an area controlled by rebels, who immediately used social media to publish photos and videos of the wreckage and bodies.
The Russians claim that the helicopter was returning from a humanitarian mission to the northern city of Aleppo, which is divided between rebels and government forces. But the video from the activists shows that the helicopter was carrying at least one rocket pod.
ESA reports it remains to be seen how Russia will react to its helicopter being shot down. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. McDonald's, which is trying to shake its image for serving processed junk food, said Monday it's eliminating some ingredients from its popular menu items. Registered dietitian Brooke Morsfelder says she applauds the move by McDonald's to eliminate artificial preservatives and high fructose corn syrup from its menu.
This could really change how society looks at fast food. I mean, I think it's definitely something that McDonald's is making a huge step in doing this, because there are so many people that are not even educated about these things.
Horsfelder says the junk food is still the type of food that should be eaten in moderation.
It has some better choices and options. I'm not going to sit and say a huge burger is the best option for you, but with the no preservatives, the no high fructose corn syrup, those are some benefits, but people need to realize you're still consuming a lot of fat and calories along with that.
Chicken McNuggets and other items will now be made without artificial preservatives. More of these stories at townhall.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Heller, Justice Scalia, he said that the right to bear arms is reasonably limited. He left the door open to regulation. If you're elected president, you're going to appoint the ninth Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying you do not want to see the Heller decision, the individual right to bear arms, overturned?
No, I don't.
First off, that's not true, because she's actually said those words before. Secondly, you know, Chris Wallace, with all due respect, I think that's an incorrect interpretation, because he wasn't leaving the door open to regulation. He was saying it is already regulated. For instance, if you commit a crime, we talked about this last week, that is so unbelievably heinous so as to forfeit your right to bear arms, that is a limitation. Then you forfeit your right if you murder someone, or if you're a rapist or something to that effect. That is already a limitation. It's not the opening for further regulation. I have that up, by the way, if you want to explore that. It's up at DanaRadio.com. Second hour of the program at D. Lash on Twitter, The Dana Show on Facebook, Dana.Lash on Snapchat. Lots of good stuff. Before I move on, because I want to talk about this piece that I wrote up at DanaRadio.com called The Exploitation of Rednecks, I want to point out, we've been talking about this Kazir Khan situation, and I had said previously, I said just last hour, that Clinton is grateful for the ability to use the Khan family to distract from what she did to the Smith and the Woods and the Doherty and the Stevens families. Quit taking the bait. She is using the Khan family grief as a shield to hide from the fact that she basically created four other Gold Star families, and she'll create more Gold Star families if she gets into the White House. Period. And do you see how the media has treated the Khan family as opposed to Pat Smith? because the left attacked a Gold Star mom. They attacked, Clinton surrogates attacked a Gold Star mom. They've attacked these families of those who lost their lives. If they even admit it, if they even talk about it, if they even bring it up in any kind of interview, they've attacked people like Pat Smith. They went off on Pat Smith. They went off on her when she spoke at the RNC. Huge difference in how they treat people. But that's the media for you. You got to watch this. And I'm telling you, this isn't a fight with the cons. This is a fight with Hillary Clinton. Do not allow her to hide behind Kazir Khan to distract from the fact that she created basically four more Gold Star families. Focus on the fact that she created four families who've lost sons because of her actions regulating Benghazi, dealing with Benghazi. This isn't about Kazir Khan. This is about Hillary Clinton. The media is really going to fight you trying to refocus that. But that is your, that's how it needs to be approached. That's how it should be approached. And if some of these goofball surrogates out there were better at their jobs, then this wouldn't be an issue. Now, I happen to, the whole reason that I wrote Flyover Nation was because I wanted to explain this vast divide between the West Coast and between the East Coast, in which I put the Beltway in the East Coast. Because flyover people are always revered as, oh, well, they're the working men, the working man. Until you have a political allegiance shift, at which point they're denigrated as rednecks and hillbillies. Those words are used as pejoratives to describe rural folk, flyover folk. So I saw this piece flash through my timeline. It was written by Kyle Smith at New York Post. Now, I don't know anything about Kyle Smith. I said last night, I don't know anything about his politics. I don't know what his leanings are. I don't know if he prefers kale chips to pork rinds. I don't know what the hell he thinks. But his piece is well written, and its premise is correct, but it's still stereotypical, I believe. Now, maybe it's because I'm super sensitive to media typecasting of this nature, because that's all it has ever been. Or maybe it's just, I just think that the people he described in this piece would have been given more grace if they still supported Hillary Clinton. So in this piece, it says, why, quote, white trash Americans are flocking to Donald Trump. And it gets into some of the legitimate reasons in this. Number one, jobs. That's a huge part of it. But it's not so much about this piece of the New York Post, because there's a lot of people aren't very, and I'm going to just put it like this, they're not very educated about flyover folk. And this is why I wrote Flyover Nation. Because there are a lot of, everybody thinks that flyover, everybody thinks rural folks, they're all Republicans. But they completely gloss over how Hillary Clinton has a draw in this exact same demographic. Because everybody thinks that people who are flyover, whether they be hillbilly, the redneck, the rural, or whatever pejorative or name you want to use, everyone thinks that they're staunchly Republican, and you have Hollywood that aids this with movie and television and everything else. But that's not the case. There are tons of flyover folks. There are tons of rednecks. There are tons of hillbillies, tons of rural folk that are Democrats. Like, for instance, about three quarters of my rural family is for Clinton. It's mainly a union thing. Like a lot of my family are people who work in quarries, and they work on assembly lines, and they work in machine production and in car plants and some in classrooms, and they're mostly all union folks. I mentioned on my site, DanaRadio.com, that they don't cross a picket line. And there was one time I was in high school during a big supermarket union protest in St. Louis, the Schnucks protest. Nobody knows what Schnucks is outside of St. Louis. But my stepdad went home without groceries. He turned around in the parking lot and went home without groceries because he'd sooner starve than cross a picket line. They're a very underrepresented and underappreciated demographic, and Democrats have just assumed for years that if they paid unions lip service, that unions are going to get these folks to the polls. But that's been changing. They see, the one thing is the anti-gun stance, and that's what brings me to this Heller soundbite. Hillary Clinton's anti-gun stance is losing these people. That's why Democrats have been cautioned to walk back their anti-gun rhetoric. I had that headline for you at the beginning of last week. That's why now she's backpedaling on Heller, because she unequivocally said that she would overturn Heller. Her party can't produce the jobs they say they created And as Democrats are out there telling working folk that the economy's better than ever, working folk are opening up their wallets and they see dust bunnies. Democrats are telling them they're creating jobs, but then they block projects like the Keystone Pipeline while penalizing businesses with burdensome regulations that businesses have to hire people overseas to save and keep their doors open. So after creating the conditions unfavorable for hiring American workers, Democrats then excoriate businesses for trying to work around said conditions. Now, it's not just that people are stupid. Everybody's too busy keeping up with paying bills, keeping food on the table, going to work. They don't have the time to pay attention to the machinations of Washington. And so while you have pop culture that portrays all flyover people as Republicans, the truth is that many of them are Democrats. Yet, due to these issues, the left is slowly losing its narrative of being pro-working man. And that's the thing. Media love to hype up redneck elements of Republican support, but yet they ignore the redneck element of Clinton support. Because if you're redneck and you're for Hillary, you're, quote, for the working man. But if you're redneck and you're for the Republican Party, or if you're for Trump, then you're a racist bigot. Now, it has been this way for ages, by the way, before Donald Trump ever even thought about running for office. But now that Democrats are very slowly losing this flyover demographic, they're demonizing this demographic more and more. And it shows just how they've never appreciated them. The same rednecks who voted for Clinton may now vote for Trump, and yet their characters weren't impugned the way they are being impugned now. And you're going to see more of this effort to go after these people as a result. Let's kick it into some Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
Oh, look at this little cutie patootie headline over here in Daily Mail. Another 90s scandal returns to haunt the Clintons. A billionaire is accused of being a front for Chinese communist bid to influence Bill's 1996 election. He's finally facing being questioned after years on the run. Lapsang, 68, he was at the center of illegal foreign donations, that scandal during Bill Clinton's presidency. The McCall-based billionaire funneled $1.2 million to Clinton's campaign through an Arkansas Chinese restaurant owner. Now he's finally being questioned. Oh, my goodness, look at that. But how can that happen? Because they're Clintons. They're always so on the up and up. After Khazir Khan's speech, the U.S. Constitution is once again an Amazon bestseller. The $1 booklet has topped the U.S. sales chart. Oh, good. So many people are reading the Constitution. I'm happy for that. So as the Zika virus arrives in the United States, Democrats who blocked funding over planned the funding research into a vaccine for it because none of that money was going to Planned Parenthood now are suddenly demanding action. CNN reported that now that Zika is here, according to the CDC, they say that they've been trying to study some things of it. Harry Reid said, House and Senate must return to Washington immediately to provide the Zika funding. Public health officials need to protect Americans. Richard Blumenthal said, I call on GOP congressional leadership to hashtag do your job and interrupt recess immediately to address the Zika public health crisis. But do you remember this? Democrats, you know, every Democrat, every damn one of them, party line vote, they blocked Zika funding. It was a Zika funding bill. Right before Congress left for recess, they blocked it because there was not going to be money for Planned Parenthood in it. The Wall Street Journal said the bill, which Republicans wrote and pushed through the House on June 23rd in the middle of Democrats' sit-in on the House floor for gun control, would direct $1.1 billion to research the virus, develop a vaccine, and give certain health care providers money to respond to an expected influx of patients. The measure would direct money through hospitals, et cetera, and public health clinics. No money was going to go to Planned Parenthood. And so they had a fit, and they blocked it. So that's why there's no funding for it. Because when it came down to it, they were more interested in protecting Planned Parenthood than they were with Zika funding. I know. Guys, do you like Lucky Charms? Do you like Lucky Charms marshmallows? Well, now, this was on Amazon. Lucky Charms, the Medley Hills Farm Cereal Charms marshmallows, they're selling one-pound bags of Lucky Charms marshmallows for $11.49. I'm looking at it right now. It's the cereal company. They're selling the marshmallows, guys. Kane, producer, yeah. Kane.
No. I can be down with this. Look, I'm cutting my sugar, but I have cheat days once or twice a week. So yeah, I'd be down.
I'm really excited about this. So by the way, I was like checking around Because I'm like, So, like, okay, you can buy the Lucky Charms. What else can you, like, get? What else do we have? Oh, there's all kinds of marshmallow bits from different cereals that you can... Did you know this? You guys didn't know this,
Didn't Captain Crunch come out with, like, Oops, It's All Berries or something like that?
Oh, my gosh. That was the best part of Captain Crunch, I think. I don't know. You know what? I just realized Saturday I'm going to have Captain Crunch for breakfast for cheat day.
Nice.
That's going to happen. I'm really excited about this. So you can go to Amazon and you can just search for Lucky Charms marshmallows. A one-pound bag, dudes. It's a number one bestseller in the marshmallows section. Gosh, you know what? I've always... Who didn't, like, pour some cereal and then they would, like, pick all the marshmallows out of the box and add them to your bowl of cereal, which totally screwed you over in the future, but, you know, for right then, it was awesome. Twitter has how the Simpsons are endorsing Hillary Clinton. Well, at least Marge and Homer are anyway in a new video that they released. They reluctantly endorsed Hillary Clinton. Oh, great. I really was really anxious to see where two animated figures were going to weigh in on this. I hate culture sometimes. It's just horrible. Nobody cares. Folks, the Purple Heart Foundation is a great organization, a volunteer organization of veterans helping veterans. And they help all veterans, not just those who are combat wounded. They have PTS support, Canines for Combat Vets. They also have educational scholarships and job training. They have national service officers that work with veterans and their families to tackle that huge mountain of paperwork that they have to sit and deal with when they come back from serving their country. Your generous donations are what make it possible. They're all 100% tax deductible, and 100% of your donation goes to our veterans because it's a volunteer organization of Vets Helping Vets. So whether it's a car donation or cash, be a part of paying tribute to our nation's heroes. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That is givetopurpleheart.org. Or call 800-935-9941. That's 800-935-9941.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
I am more worried than ever before about the push by some leaders to silence the speech of those with whom they disagree. It's a trend that frightens me. Even in a presidential campaign, which should produce discussion and debate on major issues, one prominent organization is actually called for the arrest of a major candidate because its leaders disagree with his political views. Ironically, the same organization recently called for neutrality on the Internet to protect free speech. They should look through the lens of liberty and remember that in America, the people have a right to consider all opinions. And if we disagree with some candidates, we defeat them in fair elections, not throw them in jail.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 Fortunes and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or May Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
So I'm looking at, I'm looking at Amazon actually right now, because producer Kane had mentioned that you could get just like the berries for the crunch berries. I don't know why I'm looking at this. And so there's like a big 40 ounce box of crunch berries, which you said is like the equivalent of what, three boxes of cereal?
Yeah, something like that.
Why am I looking at
two or three?
It's $15. But if you want just where it's, oops, all the berries, there's one for $23. It's 15 ounces. $16. And there's another one that I thought was like $26, which is nuts to me.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Like,
well, you got to plan your cheat day.
I don't like anything that much to spend $26 on cereal.
No.
I don't like anything. If it was my favorite cereal in the world and they never made it and I was just like, oh, hey. Here it is.
Back in the day when I first moved out on my own, I would buy the giant boxes of cereal because it was like, oh, I thought that was, you know, making sense. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, I don't hardly ever have cereal, so I love the fact they put them in small boxes.
Here's something else, too. I was looking at Amazon, the interesting category where you can explore. It's always crap that I would never buy. Like, it's a bunch of knick-knack paddywhack crap. Like, I'm looking at it, and there's like, not, oh, here's a marble bowl. And a mid-century modern chair, which is ugly. Those are ugly. It's ugly. I don't like those.
Mid-century modern?
It reminds me of, like, here's a rip-off of the Ames stuff. Oh, here's the, no. Mm-mm. I don't know. I just find it all so dang weird. This whole, I'm looking at, like, it's like stuff that you would never use. You would never use any of this. Anyway. So, I wanted to look because I wanted to see, like, if I can get, like, just an Oops All the Berries box. I told you I'm cheap, then. But that, I mean, $26, I don't love it that much to pay $26. I don't. Who we have coming up this hour, by the way, Mr. Kane?
Oh, we have a representative from Missouri Right to Life.
Yeah, that's right. So the Missouri gubernatorial race is one of the governor's races that I'm watching, mainly because it's insane. You have four candidates, three are Republicans. One was just like a second ago a Democrat. Now is a Republican. Used to, like, partied at the White House, visited Obama frequently up until 2014. And the Missouri Right to Life refuses to back him because they don't think he's pro-life, apparently. So we're going to ask why. Keep it here.
Dana Show.
Did you know there is a real liberal phone company, and their motto is phone-powered progressive change? Look them up. They're called Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile gives more than $150,000 a month to progressive causes. And since 1985, they've been funding some of the biggest, most extreme progressive causes. But there is an answer, an alternative, and that's Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone company. Patriot Mobile is just like your current mobile phone provider, offering the same great service and phones, but they donate a part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll receive a free Samsung Galaxy S5 or iPhone 5S with unlimited talk text data for only $50 a month. I personally use Patriot Mobile because I care where my money goes, and they provide great, fantastic customer service. Use promo code Dana when you switch, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot. That's PatriotMobile.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460.
Attention parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the virtual school for the North State community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up, and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no! honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
At DLash on Twitter, Flyover Nation. You can't run a country you've never been to. Atlanta, I'll be in your town. I'll also be out there with my affiliate coming up Friday. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'll have more details for you on that coming up. So one of the things that I've been watching a number of state races. I've been watching a number of governor's races, Senate races, House races. And I've said it before, I'll say it again, you have to be very, very careful when watching these gubernatorial polls simply because this is where you will get possibly some future presidential contenders. And almost all of these cats have serious ambition, particularly when you look at the Missouri gubernatorial race. You have four candidates, I dare say, I don't say this facetiously, you have three Republicans and one who was a Democrat until a second ago who are running in this race. Now, one of the things that candidates do is they always get these surveys. Every candidate, if they don't have a record, they get a survey. Actually, I think candidates get surveys, too. I'm not exactly sure how that works. And this this race isn't any different. So they had this race. In this race, they were answering questions about right to life, particularly a survey from the Missouri Right to Life. And from what I understand, of the four candidates, three answered the questions on the survey and sent it back. And for whatever reason, the fourth candidate, Eric Reitens, didn't answer any questions on the survey, which I have no idea why. I mean, that's one of the things. You can't have any of the other natural rights unless you first secure the right to exist. So you can have those other rights. And I'm not quite sure because this is a huge issue, especially if you've seen what's been happening with some Supreme Court cases and birth control pills, et cetera, et cetera. And it's concerning. Joining me right now is Dave Plemons, who is the political director for the Missouri Right to Life. And we appreciate what they do so much. Dave, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for joining me. Give me your thoughts on this Missouri gubernatorial race, because I get it. You know, every candidate, they answer surveys. Is it customary to always get surveys back? Like, how does that work?
Well, Dana, first of all, I want to just thank you so much for having me on the program. Big fan. Best bumper music in the talk radio industry, by the
yes.
way.
Thank you, sir.
And I, of course, want to thank the Missouri listeners that are trying to make decisions about these races and the Missouri Right to Life PAC that we're committed to earning their trust. So, yes, it is customary. It's not only customary. And I don't want to come across as saying that that Missouri Right to Life is, so big and bad that we have to have, everybody jumping on board everything that we do. But we have experience, we have longevity, we have history in the state, and we take very seriously what we do, and the voters take seriously what we do, so if you're a statewide pro-life candidate. You always engage with MRL PAC in our surveys. Everybody wants our endorsement in order to let the voters know where they
right.
stand, and so we can communicate with the pro-life public through our newsletters, through our communication, through social media, through e-blasts, whatever the case may be, radio interviews like today.
Right. And so in this, because I was looking at the gubernatorial race, I mean, lifelong Missouri, and my whole family lives there still. I'm in Dallas, but we get back as often as we can. And I know, a lot of these politicians in these races. And one of the things I saw was up at the Missouri Times. It said Missouri Right to Life endorses Kinder, Hanaway, Bruner, of course, the other three in the gubernatorial race, but not the fourth one, not Eric Greitens. What happened there?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's always important to us, especially in an open race. We want to endorse as many candidates as we can. We want to give the voters a choice and a contrast when necessary. But, of course, we want all candidates to be pro-life. And when they seem to engage that way, then it's important that we try to endorse as many as we can if they have good similar views to protect human life. We send the surveys out after filing is done, and then towards the end of the session, we get together and we review these surveys and we decide who we're going to endorse. It's a lengthy process. It's an accountable process. We have a board of about a dozen people. It's not two or three people making those decisions. Like some groups, we take very seriously, and it's a collaborative effort. Mm-hmm. We do research. We look at voting records. We look at the surveys, public statements. Whatever we can to gauge where they're at on pro-life issues. And for whatever reason, through this process for over a period of months, basically from mid-spring until July, the Greitens campaign has chosen not to engage with us on the survey or communication when it comes to where he stands. He's made some public statements. He's talked to the press here and there. Really very little engagement with the pro-life community and none with MRL.
Wow. Why do you think that would be the case? Because it does seem – that seems weird when you're looking at a Republican primary, because I thought, I would at least think that that's one of the things that every candidate can agree on. It seems really out of the ordinary for me.
Sure, and I would say a couple things to that question. Number one, if you have a consultant that – knows what they're doing in the state of Missouri, you're going to engage with Missouri Right to Life. If you pay any attention to the radio or television at all, candidates, they really want the endorsement. They really want to be endorsed by the largest pro-life organization, most established pro-life organization in the state when it comes to the political action. So if you have a consultant or a team that's telling you or, encouraging you not to engage with Missouri Right to Life, that's a big, huge red flag, number one, on your stands on the issue. And number two, if you're making the decision, despite what your consultants tell you, and you're saying that you don't want to engage with a group like Missouri Right to Life, then that also is a real problem, because that tells me and that tells the pro-life voters that you're not that interested in making sure that they know where you stand. Because if you have a pro-life constituency, if you're a pro-life voter, the group that you turn to when it comes to pro-life issues and electoral races is Missouri Right to Life PAC.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys have been super consistent in all of that. I mean, what do you
think? Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that.
Well, no. I mean, I do believe that you have. Heck, I'm born and raised in Missouri. I mean, you guys have been incredibly consistent on all of that. And that's one of the things I know that a lot of people look for. And you don't just go after one particular candidate, too. I mean, you're like, look, this candidate's great on life. This candidate's great on life. Because a lot of groups, they only want to get behind one particular candidate. And you're like, look, these candidates are all really good on pro-life issues. And they understand that you, in order to have all of your other natural rights, your Second Amendment right, your right to free speech, et cetera, you have to exist in order to be able to take advantage of those other natural rights. In terms of Eric Greitens not answering these questions, do you think it's and this is speculative because I don't want to judge what's in someone's heart, but does it give you the idea that, I mean, maybe he's not pro-life?
Well, here's where I look at that. Of course, he makes statements in public frequently about being pro-life, and that's, of course, appreciative, or we appreciate that when that happens. However, there are doubts when it comes to, where he's getting his funding, whether he's been supportive of, like, conscience rights and things like that. I do know that there's a human cloning proponent in New York City a big hedge fund guy named Julian Robertson, who's given him $125,000. This guy is, if you look up the New York Stem Cell Foundation, you know, they're pro-cloning, they're pro-embryonic stem cells, you know, and we can't have a candidate out there that we endorse or that we would encourage people to vote for that would be supportive of those issues. And that's a real red flag if he's getting those kind of donations. You know, he's not been involved in the debates that we've co-sponsored. You mentioned the Missouri Times. There was a debate that we co-sponsored with the Missouri Times that he didn't show up. There just seems to be an evasiveness when it comes to, you know, those of us that have tried so hard to get in touch with him. Lincoln Days, the Missouri Republican Convention, all these places that we've tried to get his campaign people to follow up with us and get in touch with him and have him call us, you know, and it's just a big zero while we get back. So, yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, it is a problem, and it's really troubling to hear that with respect to a Missouri gubernatorial race, because this is going to be continued to be a huge issue, and I would hope that outstate money, and I know that he's received a lot of outstate money in his primary. I mean, I think he's outspent everybody quite a bit, but I hope that that he's not basing issues that, you know, Missourians have been pretty clear when it comes to pro-life issues. I mean, Missouri may be purplish in some areas, but by and large, you know, this is a state that values the right to exist, and that's what this comes down to. And this is a state, too. It was the first state, the lieutenant governor of the state filed the first suit against Obamacare and was standing up against having to fight against having to fund birth control and all of this other stuff and abortion on demand and all of this. So it's a huge issue. No matter who anybody's going for in the primary, those voters are cared about. They care about and prioritize pro-life issues. And so that's troubling to see. Well, we appreciate everything that Missouri Right to Life does, and we stand behind you guys in your fight for those who have not yet been born, who are still individuals.
Thank you so much. Well, and we would encourage people, if they can, you know, visit our political website. It's Missouri Life PAC, P-A-C, MissouriLifePAC.org. They can see our endorsements. They can see our criteria, our policies. They can see these memos we've been putting out and why we do what we're doing. And they can, you know, they can print off a list of endorsed candidates. So they can, you know, and they can go to our e-blast and get our e-blast for free at MissouriLife.org. There's lots of ways they can engage. We just want to thank the other candidates, both for the governors and the rest of them that have returned our survey, those that have been endorsed. We just want to encourage people to get out and vote and choose one of the candidates that we've endorsed, and we got to get them over the hump.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, we so appreciate you joining us today. Thank you so much. Appreciate you loving the bumper music as well. That's always good. We love that.
Well, thank you.
Dave Clemens. Oh, go ahead.
Care.
Thanks so much. Dave Clemens, the political director for the Missouri Right to Life. I had heard about that from somewhere else. And as soon as he said that, I wanted to pull that up. I didn't even know that there was like a cloning component involved in that. I really hope, because Greitens has gotten the biggest infusion of outstate cash in that race, the biggest, more than any other candidate in the gubernatorial race. And to me, I've been really, I have been very forthright with where I stand on this guy. I don't care. I came out openly for Kinder over a year ago. I don't care who you support. I just hope that you prayerfully reconsider if you're for a chaos candidate. Like, you know, that's how I look at it. I mean, this is a guy, his campaign once was trying to push that he was getting an endorsement from Rick Perry. And I reached out to Perry's camp privately. Jenny Kruta talked with them and wrote about it on DanaRadio.com. That was not true at all. And then they stopped promoting it. He was saying it. I had people who were going to Greitens events, and they were saying, well, he says he's going to be endorsed by Rick Perry. Nope. Nope. That wasn't the case at all. And I know that some politicians sell endorsements and explain some things, but not all of them do. But, you know, the Perry campaign said, no, that's not the case at all. He had lied about his NRA rating. Because he was saying that in AQ, he's got the highest rating a candidate can get. No, that's not at all. In fact, A-plus is the highest rating. Kinder has an A-plus. He's got the same rating in AQ that John Bruner has. John Bruner also has an AQ. It just means you answered stuff on, you know, you answered questions correctly. And frankly, you know, I like Kinder. I also like Bruner. I think Bruner's a nice guy. I don't have anything against him. I know a lot of people who are saying, you know what, you know, you may be for Kinder. I don't, as long as it's not this, you know, then we're happy. Here's the big thing about this, and I can't, I'm just going to like throw this out here because you guys know that I've always been very forthright about stuff. He refuses to answer these questions with Missouri Right to Life. He lied when he said that he felt that Obama was the worst president of his lifetime because records show he repeatedly visited the White House. His name is all over the White House logs, the visitor logs. Eric Reitens' name is all over White House visitor logs. He went to the White House Christmas parties. When I say that he visited the White House, like, he was there as recently as 2014. He was fibbing at events about the Rick Perry endorsement. He lied about his NRA rating or purposefully misrepresented his NRA rating. He's been criticized by actual SEAL team members for abusing the Trident. Jared Ogden, who is a former Navy SEAL, had said he never served with a team. He never went with a platoon. He was recruited in the past by the DCCC, according to the Missouri Times, as a potential candidate for them. And he is on video, it's all over YouTube, very recently supporting Obama's climate change, and he still supports closing Gitmo. He agrees lockstep with Barack Obama on climate change and Gitmo. Now, I don't care who you were for in the Missouri primary. I just ask that you reconsider. And somebody who just recently, I mean, like a second ago, was a Democrat trying to, with the biggest infusion of out-state money, trying to buy the Missouri governor's race. That doesn't sound sketchy at all to you? Because I got alarms going off in my head like crazy. Just that, to me, is sketchy. So, fortunately, you have a lot of other really good choices in the Missouri gubernatorial race. That's my free speech. That's my free speech First Amendment opinion on that issue. But you need to have the facts because not every Missourian is fooled. Not everyone's fooled. Folks, Super Beats gives you all-day energy with only 3 grams of sugar. That's all it is. 1 teaspoon and 4 ounces of water. Or you can put it, I put it in a Yoplait pack. I have a vanilla, I get like the vanilla Yoplait and I'll put it in there. And or you can put it in a smoothie as well. You will feel it within 20 minutes of doing it. See, it actually helps to support healthy blood pressure because of the nitric oxide. Beets are loaded with nitrates. Your body converts it to nitric oxide, helps maintain healthy blood pressure, increases your circulation. Super Beets is packed with electrolytes and antioxidants, all that good stuff. But the patented drying process that they use to preserve the nitrates and make it to where you get the full concentration of those nitrates, it eliminates the dirt taste. It's a mild berry flavor. You will dig the taste. I hate beets and I like the taste, so I know you will. Here's how it works. You get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, regular or black cherry. Free book, free indicator strips to measure your nitrate levels before and after. They even free shipping and you get a money-back guarantee, everything. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit DanaShootsBeets.com. That's DanaShootsBeets.com.
Exploring underwater wrecks are one of the coolest things you can do as a diver. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why they can also be the most challenging next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
The allure of an underwater shipwreck is undeniable, and most are easily explored from the outside. However, as inviting as a wreck may seem, never enter an underwater structure without proper training and orientation. When anything obstructs your direct path to the surface, the mastery of additional diving skills are needed to mitigate the risks. Get properly trained before boarding the ship. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
What does it mean to be a patriot? Does it mean you vote a certain way? Share common beliefs with a particular group of people? Maybe it means you or someone you know put their life on the line to protect our freedoms. Being a patriot can mean many things to many people. For me, I think of our military men and women being the ultimate patriots, the patriots we can all look up to, young and old, giving us a reason to be proud of what our country stands for. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to serving those who have served us, and one of the many services they provide is representing veterans nationwide so they receive the benefits they are promised. But they don't just help individual veterans or those that were wounded in combat. They help all veterans and their families. Your generous donations are what make it possible. Whether it's a car donation or cash, you can be a part of paying tribute to our nation's heroes. Visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org. Or call 800-935-9941. That's 800-935-9941.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Attention, parents. Redding School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Redding School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com. Let's go ahead and kick it while we got some time for Florida.
Hey, brother, it's time to check in on Florida, man.
Man. Okay, so we got some crazy stuff today. So this is a Florida man hit a tourist with a shovel. Florida man was charged with aggravated battery on Treasure Island after whacking a visiting tourist with a shovel in a dispute over digging holes at the beach. Jeez. WTSP-TV reported that 53-year-old Christopher Carosella from Tampa argued with 18-year-old Christian Geist over a large hole he had dug. He got upset when the teenager refused to comply with his order to stop digging. The teenager's father told the news station that 45 minutes later, the Florida man took the shovel his son had left on the beach and then beat him over the head with it when he walked back to his hotel room. He's in jail on $2,500 bond. Tomorrow, I think we need to explore the phenomena that is the Austin male eater. It's not a Florida man. It's an Austin man that everyone was telling me he goes around naked and eats everybody's mail. That's what they were telling me at the – it's crazy. That's what they were telling me at the event there in Austin, Texas. Yeah, like he walks around naked and eats mail. Everybody's mail. Remind me of that bear in New Jersey that walks on its back legs because its paws hurt, and it walks around eating stuff out of people's yards. It's crazy looking, as I would imagine this would be too. Quick break, third hour on the way. Stay with us.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16-14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale and September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. While discussing Bernie Sanders at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania on Monday, Donald Trump identified Hillary Clinton as the wicked one, the father of lies, the god of this age. Trump told the crowd Bernie Sanders made a bad deal in endorsing Hillary Clinton.
If he would have just not done anything, just go home, go to sleep, relax, he would have been a hero. But he made a deal with the devil. She's the devil. He made a deal with the devil. True.
At a rally in Ohio, Trump says a lot of people are donating to his campaign.
I believe it's 517,000 donors. Think of that. That's in a month. So we raised $35.8 million, even a little more than that. And the average price of the donation was $69.
Speaking at a rally in Omaha, Nebraska, Hillary Clinton says Donald Trump is a hypocrite for making Trump furniture in Turkey, Trump ties in China, and Trump barware in Slovenia.
He says he wants to make America great again. Well, he could start by actually making things in America again.
The Kremlin says allegations that it hacked into Democrats' computers or an attempt to cover up a domestic attempt to manipulate the election.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says claims that Russia was involved are really an attempt by Americans to, and these are his words, camouflage some of their own shenanigans by attempting to demonize Russia. U.S. intelligence, as well as several private security firms, say the hacking has the markings of Russian intelligence. Peskov denied the Russian government carries out cyber terrorism.
That's correspondent Wally Hines reporting. American Indians in North Dakota scored a political victory Monday when a federal judge blocked the state from enforcing its voter identification law. It was the latest in a series of court decisions around the country invalidating laws said to place unfair burdens on minority voters. Supporters of such measures have said they're intended to combat fraud at polling places. This is townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats! The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Turkey says it has captured all but one of the soldiers accused of trying to seize the president during the failed coup.
On the night of the coup, a squad of 37 soldiers went to the hotel in the coastal resort of Marmaris, where President Erdogan was staying on holiday. According to official reports, they missed him by an hour. His security team had been tipped off and moved him. Now, after a 2-week manhunt in the area, The authorities say they've caught all but one of the renegade soldiers. 11 were captured over the weekend after some exchanges of gunfire.
That's the BBC's Jonathan Head reporting. The New Zealand government has agreed to pay more than $500,000 to a man who spent 12 years in jail after he was convicted of killing five members of his own family, but was later found not guilty to retrial. Justice Minister Amy Adams said Tuesday the payment to David Bain didn't represent compensation. That's because a report found Bain had not proved his innocence despite being acquitted on all five murder charges in 2009. This is townhall.com. With the Summer Olympics opening this weekend, Team USA men's basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski was asked about all the athletes who decided not to go to Rio.
The people who have opted out, that's their decision, for whatever reasons they did. But to me, I think the United States is still sending a delegation of almost 600 athletes there, so apparently more people did not opt out than opted in.
Team USA men's basketball player Kevin Durant says he's confident that U.S. administrators will provide the athletes what they need to stay healthy.
Everybody here is, we're comfortable going down there, and we're excited to go, and, I'm sure everything's going to be taken care of for us, and, we'll be fine.
Mike Krzyzewski, by the way, is 75-1 as coach of the national team, which has not lost a game since falling to Greece in the semifinals of the 2006 World Championship. Team USA opens up Olympic play against China August the 6th. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Fox.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Liberty doodah, here's your participation trophy.
Dana Show.
I implore those patriotic Americans that would probably vote for Donald Trump in November. I appeal to them not to vote for hatred, not to vote for fear-mongering. Vote for unity. Vote for the goodness of this country. Vote for liberty and freedom.
That's Khazir Khan saying, ignore the, don't do that. Don't get into the fear mongering. I'm not quite sure the fear mongering. That's what I don't understand. Fear mongering, because in his remarks he was discussing Khazir Khan, the Gold Star father of Humayun Khan, who was killed in action in 2004. And he spoke at the DNC. We've been talking about this. It's like the big story today. It's everywhere today. And Hillary Clinton is certainly enjoying having his grief as a shield for criticism where it concerned the four Americans whose lives were lost in Benghazi, which she ultimately was directly responsible for. Now, first off, when he was talking about fear-mongering with regards to immigration. I don't think that it's fear-mongering to say that we need to be more selective with our immigration process and that we need to make sure that our border is secure. That's not fear-mongering at all. But this isn't a fight with Khazir Khan. This is a fight with Hillary Clinton. I want everyone to quit arguing with Khazir Khan. He's a father. He lost his son. His soldier sacrificed. His soldier's son sacrificed his life, held back his fellow soldiers, and went for the sound of gunfire. He's a hero. He gave his life for our country. And while I disagree with Khazir Khan's politics and where he's coming from in terms of his perspective on immigration, he has every right to say what he wants. I mean, good grief. However, this idea that you can't the way that the media is handling it, and this is, you can separate a few issues here. You can agree or disagree with the manner in which Trump responded. You can agree or disagree with the politics of Khazir Khan, all of this stuff. The thing is that the media wants to pretend that they never attacked Gold Star mom Pat Smith. And that it's the Republicans, because of this situation with Khazir Khan and Donald Trump, the Republicans hate the military now all of a sudden. You guys remember when Hillary Clinton called Pat Smith a liar? Gold Star mom Pat Smith a liar? Pat Smith had said that Hillary Clinton had repeatedly blamed Benghazi on a video. And she said that Hillary Clinton also, and I'm gonna put this in Slack because I think it's important that we relive this. She had repeatedly blamed what happened in Benghazi on a video. And according to not just Pat Smith, but I believe it was Tyrone Woods' father as well, who came out and said, yes, Hillary Clinton told me that it was because of this video. Pat Smith said that Hillary Clinton told me it was because of this video. And when she started going on the news, the cable news, and talking about this whole situation, and Hillary Clinton was asked to respond, Charles Woods, he went out there, Tyrone Woods' father, he went out there and said, yes, they told me that it was because of a video. He said that I gave her a hug and she blamed the filmmaker. So it wasn't just Pat Smith, it was also Charles Woods, Tyrone Woods' father. And we all remember it, too. Who can forget, by the way, Hillary Clinton, there in that airplane hangar. I know you all remember this. There in that airplane hangar, as they were bringing the flag-draped coffins of the four dead Americans from Benghazi into this airplane hangar, they loaded them in the hearse, and using them as props, Hillary Clinton blamed a video. Listen to this.
This has been a difficult week for the State Department and for our country. We've seen the heavy assault on our post in Benghazi that took the lives of those brave men. We've seen rage and violence directed at American embassies over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
Do you hear this right now? She blamed a video in front of the flag-draped coffins in the airplane hangar. She told Pat Smith, it's because of a video, we're going to make this guy responsible. She told Charles Woods, Tyrone Woods' father. She blamed a video. Charles Woods kept a diary of his conversations that day because he thought that he might need it. And he wrote in his diary, after he hugged Hillary Clinton, she turned around and said this was because of the video and we're going to make sure that the video makers are held responsible. Then, she went on. She also got, by the way, in the hearing, Jim Jordan trapped her on this. Then when she was talking to Jorge Ramos I don't know if this was on Univision or if he was doing this for, no, this was CNN. He asked her a question during the Democrat debate, CNN. And he asked her about Pat Smith, a Gold Star mom. He asked her about Pat Smith's charge that Clinton was blaming a video. And I'll read the transcript to you. Clinton said, quote, "You know, look, I feel a great deal of sympathy for the families of the four brave Americans that we lost at Benghazi. And I certainly can't imagine the grief that she has for losing her son. But she's wrong. She's absolutely wrong." She said that Pat Smith was wrong that she ever blamed it on a video. And so she's calling her a liar. Now, Matt Vesper wrote about this, and he said, "Have we forgotten that Hillary pretty much called a Gold Star mother a liar?" No, she didn't pretty much call a Gold Star mother a liar. She called a Gold Star mother a liar. And the media did not even get near this issue. They didn't excoriate her for making this remark. They didn't say anything to her about this. They didn't even bring back the video footage they had of her blaming a video over and over and over and over and over again. She blamed a video. She twice mentioned it during her remarks there in front of the four flag-draped coffins in the airplane hangar. And then you had all Susan Rice and all of them went out with their talking points that, as we know because of the emails, were all approved, blaming the video. And then Hillary Clinton has the audacity to turn around and say, "Well, no, I never blamed a video. And Pat Smith is wrong." So she's a liar, basically. So for everyone who is upset, all the people who are mad about Trump should be super mad about Hillary Clinton. I mean, logic, right? Oh, that's right. None of these people are consistent. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
I interviewed Gary Johnson again last week, and he reiterated why I can't ever support him, why I would never be able to support him for elected office, because he believes that the Christian faith is discriminatory, which, if you take that further, the Bible's discriminatory, and he believes that the government should actually be the one to determine who is or who isn't crazy with regards to rights to your Second Amendment privilege, or your Second Amendment natural rights. So now the Vice President, Bill Weld, who nobody likes, he says he was on video and he said, "Yeah, you know, well, I think that we would look to appoint Supreme Court justices like Stephen Breyer and Merrick Garland, you know, who are just such great stalwart small government constitutionalists." My gosh, I just can't. All right, be very careful in getting leather from China. This makes me just, I can't even deal, guys. So, The Guardian, I actually might get sick. Here's the headline. "Is your leather from China? It might be made of dog or cat skin." Yeah. Now, I have some friends who are like, "But really, it's all just tanned hide." I'm like, "Oh my gosh, no, because we don't keep the cows as inside pets and they're not part of our family. Like, my dogs are practically people. They sass me and everything. It's ridiculous. I grounded one of them." So they say that when American consumers shop for leather goods, The Guardian, that you need to just watch because almost all that, because a lot of the leather from China apparently is dog and cat leather. Now, the U.S. banned the importation of this, which is punishable by fines because of the Dog and Cat Protection Act. Yeah, I guess they can still call it leather. Producer Kane, ask me this question. You think, because it's a tech, oh man, I don't even want to talk about this. I can't even literally form the words with my mouth or I'm going to throw up all over the mic. I just, like, can we, let's, we're moving on. This is, just be careful where you get your leather from. I'm sorry, I need a moment. Oh my gosh, this is just so horrible. I need a minute. All right, CNN. Seriously, I just made myself sick. That's really sickening. Cincinnati Zoo has a baby giraffe. There, the end. Yay. Was I supposed to have more with that? Because I just stopped caring for a minute. Oh, who does that? Who's like, "Let's have some dog leather"? Who, you, if you have a, you might have a dog leather purse, ladies. Oh my gosh. So the UPI has a job listing for an assistant features manager, but it says a double snakes manager needed. It's the awkward typo for a job. It's all over the Webernets. It's an assistant, but they just... That's, like, not one of the things that you want to shorten. A double snakes. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not one of the things that... Okay, so this is disgusting. You guys ready to get grossed out? Because you were pretty grossed out when I told you about the cockroach milk last week. This is on that line. Apparently, the world's most expensive cheese comes from... Donkeys. Donkey cheese. I don't know, but that's... I don't even like to say that word. That sounds like a horrible thing. Like, I finally now am used to saying goat's cheese, and it is delicious. Donkey cheese, Kane. Donkey cheese.
So it would be like the bacteria of donkeys? Like, from donkey hooves? Like donkey...
I don't know. This is gross.
I know. It's been the sickest
segment. I'm going to try to get through this real quick.
Quite a while.
This is so gross. I have chills because I'm trying to throw up. I have a sensitive stomach when it comes to nasty stuff like this. Writing for the BBC, this dude who I hate, described because he's trying to tell me about this stuff and it's gross, describes the cheese, which can cost $600 to more than $1,000 a pound. This is so nasty. What is wrong with his face if he thinks that this is delicious? He says it's sweet, clean, and mild, unlike any cheese I've ever tasted. This is from Newser. Somebody else said that it's a fusty, musty cheese. That sounds horrific.
A fusty, musty cheese?
They say vitamin-rich donkey milk has long been heralded as an immunity booster and anti-aging serum as a natural Viagra. Who's telling people this? Hey, you guys want some of my donkey milk? Oh, yeah. Ladies, it'll make you younger, and man, it'll make you, like, super potent. Woo! Donkey milk. But apparently, it takes 3 gallons of donkey milk to produce 1 pound of cheese, and female donkeys don't produce much milk. No. Just hate everything. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to vomit in the trash can that's under my desk. More of the Dana Show in minutes.
I'm concerned of what's going to happen over the next 4 years.
I think this is the most important election in my lifetime.
The latest Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll is taking the pulse of Americans across the country, asking them how they feel about the race for president and the future of America. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
63% of Americans think the 2016 presidential election will be more important than those in recent history.
It also found Americans are growing increasingly weary of political gridlock in Washington, and they're hoping new innovative partnerships closer to home can help move the country forward.
People still look to the federal government for large-scale change, but realize that it takes time. Nearly half of Americans believe that actions taken by state and local governments, American business, nonprofits, and individuals will lead to the progress needed to meet the challenges facing our country.
One of the poll's most positive findings revealed that despite frustration with the federal government, Americans are optimistic about their own personal financial situations. For all the poll's findings, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades. And a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027. Or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Thank you.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no! Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out.
The Dana Show.
So were we talking about that donkey cheese? Because that's a thing now. Golly, I hate everything. And Kane, producer Kane, sitting over there, he's like, well, have you ever had head cheese before? And I was like, the heck is head? I vaguely kind of knew what it was. That's not a cheese at all. It's lying about being cheese.
Not a dairy cheese.
It's basically, if Jell-O was meat, then that's what it is.
Yeah, I guess you could, I guess.
That's nasty.
It's Jell-O with meat chunks.
And it's cooked in a head.
That is true.
That's like, no. That's not head cheese. That's not cheese at all. That's like, that's an awful. Who eats this? Somebody has to eat this for them to keep making it.
It's actually not too bad. I've had it. It's not too bad. No, it's been a while since I had it. And I didn't swear myself off of it or anything. I mean, you know, it's okay. What's that look for?
I'm looking at a close-up picture of it, and it's pretty much the nastiest thing I've ever seen. It's imagine that...
It's like you're floating Spam
imagine
in Jell-O.
Imagine that you make, yeah, like Jell-O out of melted cold cuts. That's so gross. Oh, my gosh. Who eats this? And they...
A lot of people all around the world, as a matter of fact. What did you find when you were discovering head cheese for the first time? How many different countries did you...
It looks like some... Okay, I'm going to be honest with you about this. Oh, there's something where... They were cooking it in a pig's head in a big stock pot?
Yeah.
Like, I love meat. I don't know about that. That's just, it looks like somebody threw up and then they mushed it together in the shape of a rectangle.
That's exactly what it is.
So not right. That's, file that under things I don't want to eat. Although I do enjoy some haggis. But that's different because it actually tastes good.
Yeah, haggis is great.
This is nothing
like haggis and there should be no comparison drawn between the two.
No. It's not, no, this is just, this is what nightmare, and it's lying about, I don't like, when food starts line about what it is, then I can't trust that it's going to taste well. You know, like this is saying, oh, it's head cheese, but it's not cheese at all. Quick break. When we return, Tim Kaine's dancing on the Hyde Amendment. Hillary has two faces where it concerns Second Amendment. We have that and so much more. Stephen Yates joins us, too. Don't go anywhere.
The Dana Show.
Did you know there is a real liberal phone company, and their motto is phone-powered progressive change? Look them up. They're called Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile gives more than $150,000 a month to progressive causes. And since 1985, they've been funding some of the biggest, most extreme progressive causes. But there is an answer, an alternative, and that's Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone company. Patriot Mobile is just like your current mobile phone provider, offering the same great service and phones, but they donate a part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll receive a free Samsung Galaxy S5 or iPhone 5S with unlimited talk text data for only $50 a month. I personally use Patriot Mobile because I care where my money goes, and they provide great, fantastic customer service. Use promo code Dana when you switch, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot. That's PatriotMobile.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you to attend your CCW renewal training at least 4 weeks from the expiration date on your permit. You can download all of your applications from our website, readingccw.com, as well as schedule your initial or renewal CCW training. Call NFI at 530-999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Let me know.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
It's like Donald Trump saying, I hope Putin goes and gets in a 1985 DeLorean and goes and finds those 33,000 emails. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
It's not like that at all.
I'll tell you what scares me. What scares me is the fact that the emails are out there somewhere probably, and that we could have a president that could be blackmailed over them. That's what concerns me. It's about our national security.
Hold on. You can't just invent things.
I'm not inventing anything.
You just invented an entire thing. The FBI has already come out with a report on Hillary Clinton's emails. What you just said was an invented thing. There's no 33,000 emails that are going to harm our national security. You know that there was an entire year and a half ago. We're not going to relitigate that.
Wow. Joy Reid needs to really be briefed by her producers before she goes on air again, because that was kind of embarrassing. And by kind of, I mean for her, it was totally hysterical to like be on the other side and watch it. Oh my gosh. That is so unfortunate. She just freaks out. That was an IG report. But hey, I'm sure Joy Reid knows more. Marty, who's our associate in Washington, was asking us if we knew about Scrapple, which is pork mush shaped like a rectangle, apparently. And it's only in, what, like Pennsylvania? Scrapple?
Yeah, in the Northeast, apparently.
Kane, have you ever had Scrapple?
I've never had Scrapple.
Marty has had Scrapple.
Yeah, he says Marty swears by it. It's delicious.
Oh, he did say it was delicious?
Yeah.
I just don't know if that's how pigs are supposed to be eaten.
No?
No, like ribs, good. Bacon, good. Pork rinds, good. And
well,
pork steak,
imagine
good.
All the scraps from all the things you
mush,
just said.
Mush? I don't want to eat a pig nose or pig lips.
All the things you just said, the scraps from those are what makes Scrapple.
No, I don't want to eat any of that. That's just horrific. That I don't know. Maybe it's delicious. I ain't going to judge you. Because I like cheese and mustard sandwiches. So I'm not going to judge.
Those are actually really good.
I know.
Is that a Missouri thing?
No, I like mustard and I like cheese and I like cheese and mustard.
Well, my brothers and I, we all grew up eating stuff like that.
I used to have butter bread. I loved cheese and mustard. And when I was a kid, my mom would make fried potatoes and I'd be like, burn them, Mama. I wanted her to burn them because I liked them burnt.
Right.
Black and crispy and burnt. That's what I liked.
My cheese and mustard experience graduated to my son really liking cheese and mayonnaise sandwiches.
No, I've never done...
It's got to be the miracle
whip. I have
whip.
Never done that, but I have. I like cheese and mustard. That's a good sandwich. It's good. I love it. It's real delicious. I don't know. There's. I just scrapple sounds way better than the head cheese that's lying about being head cheese.
Yeah, that is. That's a big lie.
Yeah. So Tim Kaine's all over the place in terms of whether or not he supports the Hyde Amendment, because he had said originally that he supports the Hyde, that's what he based it on. He supported that he was a pro-life guy. He was a moderate. That's one of the big things on which he built his legacy or his career, for the lack of a better way to put it. And he has, now that he's Hillary Clinton's running mate, she's against the Hyde Amendment. And she's talked about, which makes it to where you're not supposed to be able to spend certain dollars on abortions, but money's fungible, which is where that debate came from several years ago. But then when he was talking on the Sunday morning talk show circuit, he was saying that, well, I'm for the Hyde Amendment, but I am all about Hillary Clinton totally killing it. He says, I've been for the Hyde Amendment. I haven't changed my position on that. But I'm also fully committed to Hillary Clinton's policy agenda, which he understands includes the repeal of Hyde. He gave himself a little out. Well, I'm totally fine. I love the Hyde Amendment. It's great. I love babies. But I understand Hillary Clinton hates them and wants to repeal Hyde. So I'm for her doing that. He must be super committed to his position if he's all right with that. Do you guys, well, I don't watch the Teen Choice Awards because I'm a grown woman. But they had them, and apparently they had a lot of gun violence. No gun violence, gun control stuff. Jessica Alba had gun violence victims, not a single person, despite the fact that there are tons of teenagers a year included in the 2.3 million uses annually of defensive gun use. They only include people who were injured because of criminal use and criminal possession. But they didn't include anyone who has ever used a firearm to defend their lives. And I had, just that last week, I was tweeting out numerous examples of teenagers who've done it. But they were talking about gun violence, and it's so bad. And which, look, nobody likes innocent lives being taken because of criminally possessed and criminally used firearms. But it's not the law-abiding that have been doing this. I mean, I think we can, and there have been studies done which show time and time again, in fact, there's a new study that's out talking about how law-abiding firearm owners are not the one committing gun crimes, which is what I've been telling you. I wrote about it in my book. Washington Post has this story, guys. It's not like this is like a lefty publication. It says new evidence confirms what gun rights advocates have said for a long time about crime. Lawful gun owners commit less than a fifth of any gun crime. So people who don't have any kind of a record, they were law-abiding people, less than a fifth. But yet the way that you hear the gun control lobby argue it, it's like they commit 100% of them. In fact, the vast majority, over 80%, repeat offenders. Now, this is one study. There was another one that was done several years ago that showed over 90% was repeat offenders. So it's pretty consistent. This is led by an epidemiologist, Anthony Fabio, of Pittsburgh's Graduate School of Public Health. And they partnered with the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police to trace the origins of all 893 firearms that police recovered from crime scenes in the year 2008. And so when they looked at this, they found that in approximately 8 out of 10 cases, the perpetrator was not a lawful gun owner, but was in illegal possession of a firearm that belonged to someone else. What? So crazy. How does that happen? Huh. Well, some of them are stolen or purchased on the black market. That's how that works. There are also some that get there via straw purchases, which is illegal under federal law. But then, of course, remember Joe Biden saying, well, we don't have time, I'm quoting him directly, to prosecute everyone that lies on a 4473. So this is destroying the gun control argument that somehow, well, because criminals can get firearms, that means the law-abiding shouldn't have them. No, that's not the case at all. Not at all the case. But this is what we've been telling you for how long now? I mean, for quite some time. This has to be a huge blow to the anti-gun advocates who have for the longest time argued that, I mean, I wrote about this in my first book, Hands Off My Gun. They have said for the longest time, oh, well, you know, I mean, it's they're getting them from these law-abiding gun owners, except that's not what, when you look at possession of firearms used in crime, that's they're not tracing them to those individuals. That's the thing. But that's what we've been saying for all along. All along, it's what we've been saying. And we're proven right. Does it shock anybody, Producer Kane? Are you shocked at all by this?
No. I mean, think about it. The gun crimes that are being committed are not being prosecuted like they would be. Like the mandatory minimums for committing a crime with a gun, they're eliminating those. Mm-hmm. And without the process of the legislative branch, by the way. And what would happen if an actual criminal knows that by committing a crime with a gun, it's not going to be any worse than just committing a crime? Why wouldn't they use a gun?
Right. Right. Yeah. No, I agree with that. So I tweeted that out, by the way, if you guys want to take a look at that. Because you can use that. Put that up on Facebook. See how people react to it. I'm sure they're going to love it. Here's, I wanted to share this with you earlier. This comes from the Foundation for Economic Education. Seattle's minimum wage hike didn't help low-wage workers. What? But that's what we're always told. See, in late 2014, the FEE notes, the city of Seattle did something economists described as daring. It passed a law requiring that the minimum wage be raised to $15 an hour in stages by 2017. And everyone was all excited about it. It went into effect April of 2015. So the minimum wage was raised to $11 per hour from $9. And since then, what happened? Well, Seattle, showing that Seattle, it showed that it actually didn't help low-wage workers at all. They say that the results aren't as rosy as minimum wage proponents might have hoped, and it paints a picture of the minimum wage as an ineffective tool at increasing the earnings of workers. They found that the minimum wage had increased wages as expected, but also that their, quote, best estimates find that the Seattle minimum wage ordinance appears to, have lowered employment rates of low-wage workers. No one saw that coming. When the costs and benefits of the minimum wage were taken into account, the authors wrote that the effects of disemployment appear to be roughly offsetting, blah, 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 duh. This is how this works. We're going to force you to pay a bunch of these people higher dollar amounts, more so than the market can support. Oh, my gosh, and you mean you might actually have to let some people go to support the increase in money that's being paid to them? We totally didn't see that coming. That's so crazy. Good heavens. We were talking before about how there were a number of businesses that were being closed. Cynthia Nixon is no fan of Nancy Reagan. She's apparently playing Nancy Reagan and killing Reagan. You guys know who Cynthia Nixon is? She hasn't had a hit since years ago when she was in Sex and the City. She's no fan of Nancy Reagan. I was really interested in what that actress, who hasn't really been in anything since, was the thought of a dead woman who can't defend herself anymore. Said no one ever. I mean, Kane, did you know? Oh, my gosh, Cynthia Nixon doesn't like Nancy Reagan.
Wow.
Her opinion carries such importance. Oh, my gosh.
Stop the presses.
Stop the presses. I can't just, no. Why does everybody always want to attack Nancy Reagan? Poor Nancy Reagan. It makes me feel bad. Just stop, stop, stop. Okay, here's the other story I wanted to hit before we wrapped up. So now officials are reporting that there are now 10 cases of locally transmitted Zika viruses. And they say that mosquitoes have now infected 14 people in Miami. This is how the zombie apocalypse starts. I just want to throw that out there. 10 infections in Miami from local mosquitoes, says Governor Rick Scott. They're in the same one-mile area as the other four cases of local infection. So there's now 14 local infections, 12 men, 2 women. 10 more, they've caught it from, where is the area? It's the same square-mile neighborhood of Miami-Dade County. Where in Miami-Dade? Oh, it shows it here. There you go. So there's a map. You can find it on Daily Mail. They have a map. But it's north of Miami. So that's really terrifying. And, you know, we could have already, CDC said they were first aware of July 18th of like one one individual contracting the disease. Go ahead and wait before you tell anybody else. Go ahead and wait. Just don't, like, say anything. Who else has been showering with DEET lately? Oh, my gosh. I was spraying. I have, like, 5,000 different. I did the Heavy Woods one, even though I'm sitting on a patio in suburbia. I was like, oh, it's time for some off deep woods. Shh. Shh. That's me spraying it everywhere. Shh. Open my mouth. DEET.
Pretty sure that's not safe.
Spray it on my food.
Pretty sure that's not safe.
So good. It's amazing. It's so delicious. But I like how they were like, oh, wait, we've noticed that we're investigating that this is happening July 18th. But everybody go ahead and go outside and get eaten up by mosquitoes. Just go ahead and be a little Miami Floridian smorgasbord of meat for these. Go ahead and be some scrapple for these mosquitoes. They're hungry. Why do we don't need them? And nobody really knows exactly how all the other ways that it spread. They just kind of guess at it. Now, I was looking at the World Health Organization. How is it spread? They go, we don't know. Except they bite you in maybe other ways. Great.
Well, they say sexually and mosquitoes. Those are like the two ways we know right now.
If you look at someone, that means they have Zika. The weight of your gaze infects them, and you know. Crazy. Oh, it can be transmitted sexually. We know that. And apparently you have it forever, for like, what, maybe up to a year even? I've read this goes back and forth. And it's passed to the baby from the mom in every way possible. And they say that the majority of people infected with Zika don't experience symptoms. If you do, they're mild. Fever, rash, joint pain, red eyes, like a zombie, which lasts no more than a week. You might crave the taste of human flesh. That's a joke. Maybe not. And they don't know how to stop the spread. Now, we had a chance in the United States to spend money on vaccinations and studying Zika. But Democrats threw a tantrum because they thought, what about Planned Parenthood? They should get some of this money. We need some abortion money from the Zika fund, which made no sense. So thanks, Democrats. Quick break when we come back. Today in Stupidity, we'll be back in minutes.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creevel.
I am more worried than ever before about the push by some leaders to silence the speech of those with whom they disagree. It's a trend that frightens me. Even in a presidential campaign, which should produce discussion and debate on major issues, one prominent organization is actually called for the arrest of a major candidate because its leaders disagree with his political views. Ironically, the same organization recently called for neutrality on the Internet to protect free speech. They should look through the lens of liberty and remember that in America, the people have a right to consider all opinions. And if we disagree with some candidates, we defeat them in fair elections, not throw them in jail.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Now, I'm sure you know that I am a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms, and that's why I'm also a member of the USCCA, whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what firearms call in your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun, or maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or a shotgun for hunting season, or maybe it's your very first firearm that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any firearm, any brand, and any caliber. Just visit protectanddefend.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit protectanddefend.com today. That's protectanddefend.com.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, August 4th, in Wind River Resort and Casino's Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Caitlin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Joe Larson on trombone, plus other surprise guests. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Call 243-3377 for your reservations today.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or May Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Here's some important information from REU, Redding's electric utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
So, Fire Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. I'm going to be in Atlanta on Friday, and I'm going to be broadcasting. I'm excited because I'll be broadcasting from my affiliate there, and I'll be signing books at the Books a Million in Lawrenceville, which is not far from Atlanta, Lawrenceville, Georgia. I haven't been to that Books a Million. It's on Sugarloaf Parkway. I'm excited about it. But it will take place, and it'll go I think it goes to 8 p.m., I believe. I think from 6:30 to 8 p.m., so make sure you get in line early, because at some of the events, like particularly Orlando and McAllen, it's been pretty insane, but awesome, because it's been so great to see so many people. And I'll also be broadcasting from my affiliate there. We'll have more information as the week progresses, so save the date this Friday, Flyover Nation in Atlanta. And we will, here's something, this came from WikiLeaks. We're going to get to this tomorrow. Clinton took $100,000 in cash from and was the director of a company that gave money to ISIS. That is the latest coming out. So that's why you see why she needs this Kazir Khan story so desperately. Because this does not look good. We're going to explore this more tomorrow, but this story shows that there was a partnership with a secret ISIS sponsor tied to Hillary Clinton, and this came out with the WikiLeaks. The campaign group Some of Us, it's a French industrial giant, Lafarge. They were accused of secretly sponsoring ISIS for profit. And that Lafarge also has close ties to candidate Hillary Clinton. Not just being a regular donor to the Clinton Foundation, Clinton herself was a director of Lafarge in the early 90s, did legal work for the firm in the 80s. During her connection to LaFarge, the firm was implicated in the facilitating of a CIA-backed covert arms export network to Saddam Hussein, which kind of goes into the fact, I mean, she greenlit numerous arms deals to Saudi Arabian countries where women's rights are non-existent and they throw gay people off of rooftops, but I digress. For donations, cash donations to the Clinton Foundation. So we got to get into Dane's stupidity, correct?
Yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, you know how lying is tough to keep up with, but here's
so hard.
Hillary, just a few years ago.
We've seen rage and violence directed at American embassies over an awful internet video.
Okay, because so she this is about the internet video, but with Chris Wallace, she says, "No, it's not fair. I didn't say anything like that." So there it is.
Oh, what?
There it is.
But she did, though. Folks, Dana on the Blaze, 5 p.m. Central. And I will be back with you tomorrow. Have a great night.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of The Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, "I'm going to live while I'm alive." Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Arizona Senator John McCain has blasted Donald Trump over his criticism of the parents of a Muslim army captain killed in Iraq.
McCain says the comments don't represent the views of the Republican Party, its officers, or candidates. In a lengthy statement, the 2008 nominee says the party's presidential nomination is not accompanied by unfettered license to defame those who are best among us. In a personal note to Kieser and Gazala Khan, McCain says, "Thank you for immigrating here," and he says the U.S. is a better country because of you.
That's correspondent Wally Ines reporting. At a campaign rally in Carson City, Nevada, Monday, Republican vice presidential nominee Mike Pence says he and Donald Trump are proud of U.S. Army Captain Mayun Khan, who was killed in Iraq by a suicide bomber in June 2004.
As I said last night, as Donald Trump said, Captain Khan was an American hero, and we honor him and honor his family.
Pence had to quiet some protesters in the crowd. Former L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca withdrew his guilty plea Monday to lying about efforts to thwart an FBI investigation into abuses at the jails he ran, saying he wants to set the record straight at trial before he declines from Alzheimer's disease.
I made this decision due to untruthful comments about my actions made by the court and the U.S. Attorney's Office.
The decision came after negotiations to reach a new sentencing deal collapsed because there was no certainty what kind of term Baca would face after a judge rejected a plea deal as too lenient because it called for no more than 6 months behind bars. Betty Malloy is a spokesman for the wildfire north of Big Sur. Says so far 57 homes have been destroyed with plenty more at risk.
3,000 homes are considered threatened, and that would include all of the homes within our evacuation warning area and our mandatory evacuation orders.
This is townhall.com.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. Have you received a letter or personal visit from the IRS? Has the IRS garnished your paycheck or seized your bank account? If so, you need to take action now. You're a target of the most powerful collection agency in the world, and you need representation you can trust. Don't get scammed by imitators and telemarketers' high-pressure tactics. At Wall & Associates, they develop trust with their clients through a free face-to-face consultation. They've saved their clients over $100 $29 million in the past 5 years. Call 1-800-983-5313 now for your free face-to-face consultation. Ignoring your tax problem will only make it worse. Call 1-800-983-5313 to get immediate help. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has helped thousands of taxpayers, and they can help you. Call now, 1-800-983-5313, 800-983-5313, wallandassociates.net.
Puerto Rico's governor has signed a bill letting the island's 78 municipal governments share administrative services as a cost-cutting saving measure amid a deep fiscal crisis.
The measure amends a 1991 law to allow local governments to establish agreements between two or more municipalities to cooperate on finance, public works, and other areas instead of each town having a department for each service. About $2 billion is spent annually to run the U.S. territory's town governments, which employ 56,400 workers. Island mayors have backed the new measure as Puerto Rico struggles with nearly $70 billion in debt and a prolonged economic downturn.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A French prosecutor has thrown out the case of a prominent cardinal who was under investigation for alleged failure to report suspected pedophilia by a priest under his watch. The prosecutor says there wasn't sufficient evidence against Cardinal Felipe Barberin, and the statute of limitations had run out. This is townhall.com. Two major unions at Southwest Airlines are demanding that the carrier replace its CEO because of the technology outage that caused the airline to cancel or delay thousands of flights in July.
Technology experts are questioning whether Southwest fell short in designing and testing its computer systems. A top Southwest executive says that the July 20th outage will cost the airline into the tens of millions of dollars, a huge increase in the original estimate of between $5 and $10 million. A company spokesman says Southwest will recover many bookings that were lost while its website was down, but it will lose money from a couple hundred thousand people whose flights were canceled and from refunds to stranded passengers. The pilots union said that its board voted 20-0 to ask that Chairman and CEO Gary Kelly and Chief Operating Officer Mike Vandeven be removed. Keith Peters reporting.
Court records show that the pilot of a hot air balloon that crashed in Texas, killing all 16 people aboard, was convicted of drunken driving at least four times in Missouri. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Voss.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Donald Trump.
Every single one, Kasich and Cruz, is totally controlled by the oil industry, by the banking industry. And then when those interests want something, even if it's not in the best interest of the United States as a country, if something bad, they're going to get what they want.
You have changed the way politics works in America. I think you just put a big light on it and all the cockroaches came scattering out.
There really are a lot of cockroaches.
Talk unhinged. You're listening to Brandmeier.
I want you guys to know that every day when I get up, I am so free, it causes Jesse Jackson to absolutely poop their pants.
You see what I mean?
In fact, today I'm going to go out and buy a bunch of assault weapons just to piss the punk off.
Come on, Jesse, don't you have something to say to Ted Nugent? Come on.
I'll sell him myself that apparatus of motion.
There's Jesse right there. What about Al Sharpton? Al Sharpton and Ted Nugent?
I did not call Nugent a bozo.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Yeah, I don't remember Ted. I don't remember you talking to Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. Ted Nugent on the line. How you doing, Ted?
Greetings. Happy summertime 2016, Johnny B. How the hell are you, old rock and roll dog?
How are you, Mr. Man? Ted Nugent.
I'm
I'll
so
tell you,
good at stupid.
I'll tell you how you are. I'll tell you how you are. 30 million plus on the Facebook, holding a social media record, Facebook.com, Nugent. The Ted Nugent Tour is on its way. 2016 Sonic Baptism Tour is on the road, heading your way, America. Arcata Theater, Twitter at Ted Nugent. I believe, Ted, that you will blow the roof off. Have you been in the Arcata Theater?
Probably not. If it's still standing, I couldn't have possibly been there yet because my band is so good, it's stupid. No, you know, this is the greatest tour. You and I have known each other a long time.
That's right.
But for Ted Nugent in 2016 to have this much fun and have the tightest band in the world, the most insane, fun-loving audiences in the world, lucky.
Wait a minute. Dude, hold on a minute. We're losing your phone. Can we get him on another line? See if you can have him call back on another line because I think he's going in and out there. Grab him and see if you can call on another line. Retry it, because it was going in. And you know what he's probably doing? I bet he's hunting right now while he's talking to me. Sitting there with a bow and arrow. See if you can dial back. Sonic Baptism Tour is what it is. If you have never seen Ted Nugent live, Buzz, do you remember he was at our 10th anniversary special? He played with the Damn Yankees. He was. That was the name of his band at the time.
I do remember.
And I remember that he came out. It was so... It's like morning, and we go, here he is, Damn Yankees, Tommy Shaw, Ted Nugent. And he came out, and I had never seen that kind of energy. My ears are still ringing from it.
That's why you can't forget.
Yeah. Is he calling back or what? What's the deal? Come on, talk to me. Get him on the line then. Tez, that's the best line you got right there?
That would break my heart. I'd love to get this with Johnny.
No, I'm on right now with you, brother. We're on the air. We're gonna take it good or bad. Just I said you're probably in a deer stand somewhere.
No, actually, I'm down here in Naples. We're doing Florida dates all week. I apologize for the technology, but I'm sure the effervescence and the dynamo of my truth and logic and common sense come across.
There he is.
Well, you nailed that one.
You are exactly correct. I was just saying, and I want to just say this so you hear this, Ted. I was saying that I remember you came out at the time with the Damn Yankees and Tommy Shaw, and you came out for our anniversary party. And I remember I just never seen a guy who's so into what he does. And when you started playing, I believe I just hope, Buzz, my ears still hurt from that.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that I, Ted Nugent, invented the spiritual erection, and I'm willing to share it with an unsuspecting civilian public.
I was saying this, and I want you to hear it, that I said it. I said, if you haven't seen Ted Nugent live, you haven't seen real rock. The music industry now, there's no real soul in it, and people come to see you because it's authentic. You're up there, and boom! It's like crazy.
Boy, I appreciate you using the word soul. I got a 21-year-old monster drummer from Detroit named John. His name is Jason Heartless. And my bass player, Greg Smith, we are the Famous Flames. We could back up James Brown. I actually feel like I'm James Brown on stage. So it is about musical authority, the American rhythm and blues musical authority, the soul of the music. And the audiences love that stuff in 2016. Thank God, huh?
Right. Exactly right. And if you don't see it, like when I hear a song, if I think to myself, can I imagine the band playing that song? And a lot of the music I hear today, I go, I can't imagine the band playing it. When I hear yours, I go,
Jonathan, let's be perfectly honest. You watch these music awards shows, and there's great talents out there. I mean, I've been hanging around some of these country guys, and I actually played country music once, but then I got my hand out of the cast, and it all came back to me. I watch these music awards shows, and does that or does it not look and sound like Saturday morning children's cartoon music?
Right, exactly. But by the way, though, you know who has a really good award show? The Country Music Awards.
Yes, except that they are trying to be so inclusive, they bring a bunch of these dirt bags in there that wouldn't know a good James Brown lick if it hit them in the head.
Are you talking about like a Florida Georgia Line or someone like that? Or who are you talking about?
No,
exactly?
No, I love those guys. Those guys play Ted Nugent music.
That's right. They use some of your hooks.
You're damn right.
That's right.
Those guys play good. I really like that.
Yeah, I mean, but you got to have – here's the thing, though. In anything in life, you take things seriously, you work hard, you go for it. I can imagine you putting this new band, these young guys through the paces. And when you're practicing, do you then stop practicing and then go shoot something, or what do you do during the breaks?
Yeah, well, you know, every musician wants to be in my band because it's rehearse for an hour, then barbecue for an hour, then rehearse for an hour. And we shoot machine guns for an hour, and then we rehearse for an hour, and then we go out in one of my trucks and just burn a bunch of raw crude. I actually have a Bronco with a Roush Yates engine with 800 horsepower. And even while we're talking right now, it's got a pipeline connected to a Saudi prince's ass sucking raw crude right now. All my trucks are turned up to get exactly 650 yards to the gallon. So we have a lot of fun.
So let me make a note of this. 650 yards to the gallon.
Yes.
Yeah, that seems like. But when you're, like you just said right now, you're in Naples, and the world tour, the Ted Nugent Sonic Baptism Tour, heading your way, America. When you stop at these towns, do you find a place to, like, you don't go golfing, so you, what do you do? Do you find a place to hunt, fish, shoot your bow and arrow? Where do you relax?
Well, we are so dedicated to our craft, and I appreciate you identifying that, because my musicians and my crew, I have nothing but the hardest working, ass kicking professionals for the last 50 some years, Jonathan. Yeah. Every tour, I mean, they work hard, they really dedicate themselves. So we play 6, 7, 8, 10 nights in a row. So we don't take time off. I take the entire hunting season off. I still do a lot of media, and I write for a lot of publications, and I do a lot of charity work during the fall and winter. But during the summer, it's rock, 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 rock. And I do media every day promoting the important things in life, you know, goodwill, decency, a work ethic, patriotism, you know, charitable causes. So it's an all-consuming lifestyle. And this is my, I don't know, tonight I'm actually performing my 6,531st concert. We've actually gone back and counted all my sock hops and my pool parties and fraternity and sorority parties. This is my 6,531st concert tonight. And I can't wait to get that Gibson Birdland on and jam these songs with my guys.
Are you serious? Say the number again.
6,531.
Yes. Wow, how did you count all those, Ted?
We went back, I had all my tour books, and went back to the booking agencies, and I went back to my memory. Remember, I've been clean and sober my entire life, so my brain actually works.
See, that way.
So I went back and counted them all.
Yeah, go back to that, because the weird thing is, it would be like, most people say, you know, I've been clean and sober for whatever amount of time, but Ted's never, nothing, ever. It's just that pure, crazy Nugent energy you got, man.
Well, I think we can all agree that you don't want to mess with dangerous things, and that would be drugs, alcohol, tobacco, and fat girlfriends. Those things will kill you.
Well, I mean, I got a lot of notes to take here. I got a lot of notes to take here. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. My headphones
will kill you. I tell you, it's not good for you.
Oh, man. Hey, is this true or false, Ted? Your right ear doesn't work, or your left ear? Does one of your ears not work?
My left ear is pretty wounded, but I was like a pioneer. I was like Lewis and Clark and Sacagawea of electric guitar. I literally was playing so loud back in the 1950s and early 60s that it hurt my right ear when I'd get the feedback. I'd go close to the speakers and get the feedback.
Right.
And so I started putting my drummer smoked. So I put cigarette filters in my right ear. And then, of course, I graduated to real ear protection in my right ear. So I've always worn protection in my right ear. But between the random small arms fire for the last 60-some
yeah.
years, and the rock and roll, my left ear is pretty wounded, but I can still talk to Johnny B on the phone in 2016.
I got to say, I thought I was going to ask that question. As you're saying, I go, well, what caused more damage, the gunfire, the high hand caliber, the large caliber handguns?
I think it's probably about the same. I mean, I was in Fallujah in 2004 with the Marines, and we did a lot of taxpayer ammo training. And I tried to wear hearing protection as often as possible, but I've done a lot of shooting in my life. I do a lot of training, but for the last, I'm going to say probably 30 some years, I've worn hearing protection. So I saved it in the nick of time.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you can't get it back. I had a test, cause I've been wearing these headphones for a long time. And the doctor said, you know, you should turn the headphones down. And I go, that's not going to happen. I can't. It's just, I can't.
Yeah.
There's no way.
We play so much. We don't play anywhere near the volume we used to. We still have an insanely loud PA. But in order to, you know, I think we can all agree that the greatest philosopher of all times was Dirty Harry when he said a good man has to know his limitations. And so I try to genuflect at the altar of Dirty Harry as often as possible. And I started turning the volume down because I got these new Black Star amplifiers. I've got the greatest guitar tone in the world. I mean, even if nobody even showed up, I'd get up there and play for myself. The way this band plays and the way my guitar sounds this year is the greatest tone in the history of noise. So I back it down to a level that doesn't hurt me, you know?
And you know what the fact is, that what you just said, you would get up there and play for yourself. I know that you mean it. There's no doubt in my mind. Let me ask you a question, Ted. Have you been watching the Republican convention or anything like that? What do you think so far? You've seen it?
Yes, I monitor it because I actually perform my We the People duties to the best of my ability every day.
Right.
This is a culture war. These are ugly, embarrassing times for America where the government is infested with oath violators and criminals and power abusers. The corruption is heartbreaking. Donald Trump at this time happens to be the right man. He's not perfect, but compared to Hillary, lying, felon, corrupt, scamming Clinton, he's almost Michael the Archangel. So I really believe that there is a unification taking place. I feel an upgrade, a spirit of enthusiasm on the streets in my travels. No matter where I go, whether it's an ultra-liberal zone or an ultra-conservative zone, people are let down at the abject defiance of accountability. Our elected employees will not be accountable, and we have to demand constitutional accountability. And I see that at the Republican convention.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I think that's what it is from the very beginning. A year ago when Trump walked out there, we went, you know, he walked out to announce he was going to run, and we just were stopped. We were on the air at the time. We looked up at CNN, and there comes Trump. And I thought, this guy is not talking like a politician. Wait a minute. And I watched the first night where they had these, you know, Mark Luttrell, the lone survivor, the Navy SEAL, came out there. It was just great. The other Navy SEAL, these people were impassioned. They were real people. When the politicians come up, I go, oh, okay. Trump never sounds like a politician.
You have to admit, John, Chris Christie, he blew the roof off with the demanding of accountability and justice against criminals running amok. And what Giuliani's, that was not historically traditional politics. Those guys were coming out like We the People hellraisers.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been looking for, because the GOP has been like a punk shadow of the liberal Democrats that literally laugh in the face of the Constitution. I have no respect for the Republican Party till I see that kind of fire and that kind of passion and that kind of status quo middle finger fire. And that's what I see from this new movement, and I'm really encouraged by it.
I think you're right. Somebody said they were voting with their middle finger. America's voting with their middle finger, and to me it's never been Democrat, Republican, whatever it is. I just want some common sense. And you're right. Christie was blowing the roof off last night. Here's a bit of it. Here, hold on.
Hillary Clinton cared more about protecting her own secrets than she cared about protecting America's secrets. She lied about it over and over and over again. So,
okay, but then anyway, what he did was he started going, guilty or not guilty, guilty, you know what I mean? They're going, lock her up. And then the people were saying it was a little too far, might have been, who knows. But it was energy in the room. Somebody's ready to do something, whether it's rhetoric or not, I don't know. But it sure sounded good, and it looked good last night.
Well, they better follow through with it, because I get a little political on stage every night, and I'm just astonished that I know these heroes of the U.S. law enforcement. I train with them. I hang with them. I hunt with them. I've actually conducted raids. I've been on federal raids. I've arrested federal felons. I know that spirit. I know that warrior dedication that these guys have. And I ask them, why the hell haven't you arrested Eric Holder yet? Brian Terry is still dead. Why haven't you arrested Loretta Lynch when she clearly and glaringly tampered with evidence in the Orlando tape recordings of the guy claiming he did it for ISIS, and then she edited out references to ISIS in a federal investigation on a slaughter? She did it. She admitted she did it, and nothing happened to her. And Hillary Clinton, are you kidding me? She should already be in the town square with a rope around her neck.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ted Nugent, as always, he tempers and filters all of his comments. Ted, get ready to rock. Ted Nugent, 2016 Sonic Baptism Tour on the road. Some tickets available. America, check the dates. He's coming your way. Ted
Nugent.com. It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled? Hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
This is Shaquille O'Neal. Here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dylans.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day and I was like, oh my God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that how wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Napa know-how.
In third grade, there's one way to protect yourself. Karate. But now that you're mostly grown up, pick up a dash cam at Napa for just $39.99. With 8 gigs of storage, a wide-angle lens, and loop recording, it's everything you need to protect yourself on the road. The Napa dash cam for $39.99. It's no flying mantis neck kick, but just as effective. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 8/31/16.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer, and with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel this coming fall. Math Made Easy is now running its annual summer sale. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage. Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-915-1169, 800-915-1169.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-915-1169, 800-915-1169.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
All right. Don't want Ted to think I hung up on him, but we had to do the
syndicated break. And Ted's gone, running around. Hey, Naples, Florida, Ted Nugent's loose. That's a warning. Naples, Florida, be on the lookout for Ted Nugent running around. That guy never loses it, man. He just doesn't. He's just so crazy. He does a lot of good, too. Ted Nugent, Camp for Kids, by the way, taking terminally ill kids on their last hunts of their life, celebrating 27 years. Books, Kill It and Grill It. Ted White and Blue, The Nugent Manifesto, number 8 of the New York Times bestseller list, been released now in paperback. And his other one, God, Guns, and Rock and Roll.
Uh-huh.
And he beat Babe Winkleman as the best host on the Outdoor Channel. How can you get better than that? Ted Nugent on tour. TedNugent.com.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hey, this is Coral and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Instruction. Have you ever thought about obtaining firearms training but just can't seem to find the time? Call me at 530-999-1822 for a private class where you and your party can enjoy the finest in firearm safety training on your schedule and at your location. There's never a need for firearms or ammunition. We provide everything. Call Northern Firearms Instruction today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Norton Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Attention, parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through 8th grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale and September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRN.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Eligible to pre-board her invisible plane. My dad wrote that.
Speaking of which,
yes.
I went to get to the TSA offices yesterday and got my... Well, I want to be pre-approved for security.
Oh.
Welcome to the club.
Did you do it too?
Oh, yeah. Super easy, super fast, especially if you make an appointment.
It couldn't be easier. I was geared up to spend 3 hours in a line and go through interrogation and a photo shoot, maybe some voiceover work.
Fingerprinting.
Right.
Voiceover work.
It all happened in 10 minutes.
Okay, I want to be clear on what it is we are talking about. We're talking about this TSA pre-boarding sort of a deal where
the
you can
pre-check.
Get, how does that work? Where do you go to get this, and what happens if you go and get it as you and Hector apparently have?
They have little offices around the place. And once you get pre-approved, you get a number. They issue a number. So whenever you book a flight, you put that number into the system. And
when you book a flight, you put that number in.
That's what I said.
Right.
So you get to skip a bunch of lines. You get a special line to get on the plane.
Okay, I want to be clear. So if you're pre-approved by the TSA, I remember this coming up, but I thought, oh, this is one of those things, as you said, that's going to take forever.
I tried to do it immediately. And it turns out they didn't have an office set up yet. They had nothing. It was like, I just forgot about it.
So this allows you. How much does it cost you to get this pre-approval?
$85.
Hector, is that still correct?
$85. That's correct.
Okay, $85, and you go in there, and this allows you to zip through lines. They already know you're not a terrorist, and you can just get right in.
Yep.
Where do you go to get that information? Just go to TSA. What?
I don't know.
TSA website. I think it's TSA.com. Hold on, let me check.
Wow.
But I mean,
I want to be clear, though. You haven't tried it yet to see if, in fact, it does speed up the process.
Hold on, Buzz.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me
read. Just a second, Buzz flight number 618, can you hold a second there? Runway?
Absolutely.
Hector flight 116. Hector, bring that in. What is it?
First of all, the website is tsa.gov/precheck. You can go there and find out what office is nearby.
Okay.
And the other point is you go through the line to the TSA pre-check line. You don't have to take off your shoes. You don't have to take out your laptop or your computer, whatever it is that you have with you. And it just goes so much faster.
And you've done it and put it into practice.
Yes, I have.
And it worked for you. Buzz, you have not.
No.
I wouldn't be here if it didn't.
Okay. Give me the info again. TSA what?
TSA.gov slash pre-check.
Okay. And that costs you $8, and you do have a little card you show them as you zip through?
Oh, you have a number that you enter when you book a flight. So it shows when you print your ticket, it shows your TSA pre-check number.
So Hector, how much time do you think you saved by doing that? I mean, if there's a
yes,
on the day I flew, I saved about an hour.
But wow, an hour.
Yeah, the line was horrendous.
There you go.
No kidding. So
highly
now,
recommended.
Okay, so highly recommended. So Buzz, interesting. Now we have the yin and the yang. We have Buzz who said it was a very simple, easy process to get your TSA pre-check for $85 membership. Yeah. It's a 5-year membership.
Yeah.
5 years. And Hector, who used it, put it into play, and said, no problem, saved 1 hour. Maybe, well, you think that's probably the most you could ever save an hour.
Well, I mean, if it's like for this time of the year, I think you're going to save more than an hour.
So
the line was only like 3 people for me.
Wow.
As opposed to like, like 75 on the regular hour.
Right, not many people going to Oshkosh, but whatever.
No,
it makes
really
perfect sense. And so, Buzz, you're going to put it into play? You didn't use it in Jamaica?
Well, I couldn't get it done before Jamaica, so and I was worried about Jamaica. It turns out it wasn't a big deal. The airport wasn't that crowded, and everything was fine.
Okay, we do know that Trump did talk about the TSA. He said he's going to fix the TSA last night at his Republican convention speech. But let me ask you, do you believe what you guys submitted to the TSA, Hector, Buzz, submitted your information, and you decided tomorrow, you have a 5-year membership, to be a terrorist.
Uh-huh.
Could you still pull it off? In other words, you go through all this rigmarole
right,
of submitting
right.
the, you know, you don't need to take your shoes off, your laptops,
right.
your liquid, your belts, your jackets, because you've been pre-approved and you paid
right.
the government $85.
Yes.
If you turn bad on me next week,
right.
started to travel with a wick in your pants.
Right, I could put it in my shoe and they would never find it.
So then what good is this?
Well, because they do a background check. If you don't suddenly become a terrorist over the weekend.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just asked.
They investigate you.
But I asked a rhetorical question. What if, yes, certainly you don't become a terrorist
right.
over the weekend, but what if you just say, you know what, I see what's going on in this country, I've had it. And
well,
then the next month when you go to Jamaica,
right.
you have a wick in your pants,
right.
you got, you know, so you got something ticking, you decide
right.
your brain snaps and you want to be a bad guy.
Well, if your brain snaps, yes, you could easily get on that plane and, you know, do something crazy.
But here's the counter to that point.
Mm-hmm.
For as long, I don't know how long it took Buzz if he made an appointment. But for me personally, it took me a month and a week to get that appointment done. In a month and a week, if they really don't do the thorough screening that they're supposed to do after you submit your information, then something is really, really broken in the system.
Right.
Well, the system is broken. The TSA does seem to be, in various levels, completely incompetent. And you'd have to think that, yes, somebody could easily use this to scam them.
Yeah, that could happen.
That's what I mean.
In the meantime, it'll save me time, and that's all I care about.
In the meantime, Buzz won't have to wait in any lines, so it doesn't matter if the system's flawed or not.
Right, it's all about Buzz.
It's always, always about Buzz. There's no question about it. Oh, that is hilarious. TSA. It's go to tsa.gov/precheck. Hector's used it. Buzz has signed up for it. And you can't ever stop anybody from being crazy. It's just there's no way around it.
The TSA this week announced that it will now allow airline passengers to carry previously banned pocket knives, baseball bats, and pool cues on planes. And no one's happier than Honky Tonk Bar Fight Airlines.
There you go. It's so funny. Hector's doing it, doing the tsa.gov/precheck, doing it, did it. Buzz is doing it, did it. And Hector just came and said,
I'm going to be doing it also. I'll be taking it.
Gino, exactly. And he goes, you should do it. I go, yeah, I should. I don't really travel that much.
I don't either, but one time's enough. Once
is waiting in line that hard, really? Is it a big deal?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you wait in line for an hour and see how you feel.
Well, I've waited in lines, but I don't wait in line for anything else.
For an hour?
Sure, I don't care. What do I got to do?
So yourself.
You suit yourself.
He did.
But how about that for a snappy comeback?
Should work.
Going back at you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, you suit. I'll tell you what. Say it, suit yourself. Go ahead.
Suit yourself.
Why don't you suit yourself?
I did.
Got you. Yeah. edit it so it sounds like I did it faster.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll-free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
Napa know-how.
Not all store brands are created equal. For example, when you buy Napa brand synthetic motor oil for $2.99 a quart, you're getting a quality product for a great price. Unlike buying store brand ketchup, good price, but with a funky kind of aftertaste. So pick up Napa full synthetic motor oil now for $2.99 a quart. The taste your car will love. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/16.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond Relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone formulas. And Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream soothes and moisturizes up to 24 hours. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-755-0466, 800-755-0466, 800-755-0466, 800-755-0466.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Live
from downtown Chicago.
Downtown Chicago.
It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
My wife loves it. She can't stop it.
A Wisconsin dog owner has gone on with the viral video because her dog can say, I love you. Well, I've heard this before. This is nothing new to me. Wisconsin pet owner, yeah, she can say, I love you. We'll hear this in a second. The dog can speak. The dog can say, out of Rochester, Rochester?
Yeah.
Hey, Rochester. Yes, Mr. Benny. Man, oh, man. Rochester. Wisconsin, which I don't know where that is. Wisconsin pet owner captured video of her Alaskan Malamute showing off an unusual trick. The Alaskan Malamute says, I love you.
I love you.
Hold on.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Aww. You're a good girl.
I think I've heard a dog say, I'm hungry.
I'm hungry, yes. We've had a dog that says, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. We also had a dog that said, I love you. So I don't understand why. Well, I guess that's pre-viral videos. Yeah. I had a dog in the studio saying, I love you. And then it was like we couldn't stop laughing. The lady brought her dog in that said, I'm hungry, and I cannot find that. Find out to see if Carol knows who that is, the dog.
There's also a talking cat.
I'm hungry. Yeah. Oh, Ruffles.
Grumbles,
yeah. I don't know why this is a big deal. We always knew our Alaskan Malamute wasn't mute. She's very talkative, and with a little bit of practice, she learned to say, I love you. She's 2 years old, and we plan to get her to say more words in the future.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Aww. You're a good girl.
In Rochester.
Oh, Rochester.
Wisconsin. All right. Now, that is, of course, not unusual. Aren't there many talking dogs?
There are some other talking dogs out there. Listen to this.
I love mama.
Oh,
I love mama. 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 No, no, I love mama.
You want it? You want it?
You want your mama?
That's not talking. That's just a dog going, meow, 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 meow. That's not talking. I love you all. I can hear the I love you. If you see the video of the dog, you see the lady talking to her dog. You look at it. There's her little dog. The screen is so black, I can't even see
it. Yeah, it's a nice looking dog, though. It's one of those dogs.
Right.
But even, you know, even when they...
Oh, I love that kind of dog. That's the dog I want to get.
All right. It's a husky, I believe.
Yes. The screen is too dark. I can't see. It's too dark.
But, I mean, even when you hear the dog approximate a human voice saying some words, it's not something that you really want to hear.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just this blah, blah. You can listen to me for a while. Eventually, I'll make sense.
I love you. I do remember we just couldn't stop laughing. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. And then whenever we would say we're hungry, want to get lunch? I'm hungry. I wonder what happened to that dog. Joe, go ahead, please.
How you doing, Johnny?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Johnny. I just wanted to tell you, I've got an Alaskan Malamute, Johnny. It's the greatest dog you could ever want. You just got to have a really good vacuum, Johnny.
Okay, wait a second, Joe. You're the guy I want. I've been talking about getting a dog, and I lost the Golden Retriever. Basically, my dog, Brandy, said, put me to sleep. Put me to sleep. He did. I'm not telling you. I heard him say, put me to sleep. So that was a horrible moment. But I want to get... No, go ahead, Joe.
You don't have to worry about that, Johnny. They're the best dogs, Johnny. Seriously, they're great with kids. My dog is 10 years old, and he's the greatest dog ever. Alaskan Malamute. You can't go wrong. they just shed an awful lot, Johnny. But you're from Wisconsin. You know that.
Okay, but wait a second. No, I don't. I've never had one. But those are the dogs I want. That's the dog I want. I want to walk in the woods with that dog. I want to. But yet my family does not want me to have that dog because they said, and people have told them, these Alaskan Malamutes, these Huskies, Joe, they need constant energy. They got to be moving at all times.
Well, I've lived in apartments, you know, and in small houses with not big yards, Johnny, but I religiously walk my dog 3 times a day. And, yes, that is necessary. If you don't walk them, just having a big yard doesn't matter. You got to get out there and walk them. But if you walk them, you know, a half hour, 3 times a day, that's plenty of exercise for them.
90 minutes a day, Johnny. That's about 3 times as much as you spend on yourself.
What, did you just say 90 minutes a day, 3 times, 30 minutes, 90? That's exactly correct. Wait a minute. That's a lot of walking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you're both being shaved. I'm a big guy, too, Johnny. I walk a lot, but I'm a big guy. But, it's for him. He needs it, and he pays it back by that look that he gives me every day. He's the greatest dog. You will never regret it, Johnny. Trust me.
I really want one.
Your family will love it.
I just want
90 minutes
one so
a day,
bad.
Or you could watch a movie during that.
Oh, I just want one, Buzz. I don't know. I just want that.
They're the most beautiful dogs on earth.
Yes, the eyes are just brilliant, yes. But it seems to me a woodsy dog, like a dog I can take fishing and out in the woods, and I love
it. Johnny. There's a difference between the Malamute and the Husky. The Husky has the different colored eyes, and they're not as big. The Malamutes are bigger. My dog's 135 pounds. But Malamutes do not have the colored eyes. They're much bigger and much stronger. The Huskies are the ones with the colored eyes.
Oh, so you just said 160, the weight 160. My Golden Retriever was 70 pounds.
No. My Malamute's 135. He's still
I know.
Boy, yeah.
That's a big dog, right?
Oh, yeah.
What happens if you
don't
always
get contacts?
Watch out where the Huskies go. Don't you meet that yellow snow.
I'm going to give my dog some contacts so I can have my fantasy. My dog will be vain. Okay, now wait a minute.
Long time, Johnny. I just want to tell you it's a pleasure talking to you. I've been a fan for a very long time. It's the first time I've ever got to talk to you.
Wow. Okay, Joe, I appreciate the info because I'm just looking for that tip in. I'm going to get that dog one way or the other. I'm getting it.
Yeah. I would love to send you a photo of mine, Johnny, because you will fall in love. As soon as you see it, you'll be like, holy cow, that's the dog for me.
Okay, Joe, do it. BrandmeierShow@gmail.com, okay?
You got it, my friend.
I appreciate it. You have a great day. Thank you. I got to get this dog. I just want a dog. Except for, you know, in the city, it's horrible.
It's
gotta,
horrible.
How's a Husky going to like the city?
Well, if you take it out for 90 minutes every day.
Husky. What'd you say, Hector?
I said he's not.
He's not. That's exactly right. He's right. Not. Last Knesset, he'd be like, what? What are we living here for?
That's right.
Let's get out of here. Let's get up in the woods, man.
And I see, you know, I see people walking their dogs every day. I mean, like, at some point, you just send me to prison. I mean, every day I got to go out and walk a dog three times a day in every kind of weather. Doesn't matter what the weather is, that dog's got to go out.
Oh,
that's part of the fun.
No, you know, it's not for a dog. It's not fun.
It is. I think it is.
No.
Especially for the Husky. He'll enjoy all the types of weather.
No.
You'll take him out. He'll go to the beach. You'll walk him in the park. Go to the dog park.
No.
What do you mean no?
Listen, I just want to tell you, before I forget this, I want to tell you, I always get into this, and I always get told by my family, Dad, they don't get you. Just try to be quiet. Don't say things to people. So I walk by a guy, and his dog dropped the log right in the middle of the street, like Rush Street, like right there. And as I'm walking by, there's two dog poop stories I have. One, I said to the guy, is that yours or the dog's? Stop. Dead. Just turned his head like, I don't get you. You just keep moving there, buddy. I swear. And then walking to work yesterday, a woman she was on her phone. Okay, now this is, I probably was wrong on this one. But a woman was on her phone. She's walking. And I'm walking kind of like one step behind her, you know, crowded sidewalk, streets of Chicago, walking. And I'm walking. And I see she's about to step in a dog poop. So I just touch her shoulder and say, look out there. And she goes, I can see it.
Oh, really?
Like that. I go, oh, okay. And that's why people don't help people anymore.
Why?
Everyone's you help someone not step in dog poop.
Right.
And then you get hassled for it. I can see it. Like, I got, don't you ever touch me again. She didn't say that, but that's what she said. Don't you ever touch me again.
It's tempting to say something rude back to her.
Right. No, I wouldn't do that.
I'd think about it.
Mm-mm. Is that yours or the dog's? Oh, that's funny. You're a funny boy. Yeah. Do you know what the dog said to me?
What's that?
I love you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Aww. Good girl.
A dog. See, that to me is the most demeaning thing in the world. Having to pick up a dog's poop.
And you got to do it. Got to do it.
You have no choice but to do it. I see the people. I watch them sometimes. I'm watching them trying to get away without doing it.
And when I see them doing it, I imagine what it's like, because you have to have your bag, hand in a baggie,
mm-hmm.
and you reach down and grab it and pull. But no, I don't want to do that.
No,
I don't want to do that.
It's disgusting.
And I love dogs. I do love dogs.
But picking up a dog, it's inhumane. It's not right.
Unnatural.
It's unnatural. The dog should be able to go in the woods, go wherever he wants. Right. Go on in there and do what you want.
And scrape up a little grass and cover it up and move on.
My dog, Brandy, was always like this. He's always like, I always thought he was looking at me like, hey, I'm going here. I got it. Just turn your head. I got it. It's like he has to wait and people are walking by him. How would you like to do it in the street like that? I've seen that happen too, by the way.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. The group responsible for scheduling presidential debates is defending this year's dates.
Responding to complaints from the Trump campaign that the Clinton campaign and Democrats rigged this schedule to go up against 2 NFL games, the Commission on Presidential Debates says it began the scheduling process more than 18 months ago and that it's impossible to avoid all sporting events. The commission notes previous debates have occurred on game nights and that no debate has ever been rescheduled as a result. The 3 debates are scheduled for Monday, September 26th, Sunday, October 9th, and Wednesday, October 19th. The dates were announced last September.
Correspondent Wally Ines at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. Donald Trump says he'll perform better in the presidential election than polls suggest.
It's a little embarrassing. People don't want to say they're going to vote for me, but then they get in the booth. They say, is anybody looking? Is anybody bum? I'm thinking.